much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Trust me, okay? There is no such thing as a shark to...
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I just peed a little.
Now you can't even take your children to school without their telling you you have to be vaccinated. Do you know what they're putting in that damn vaccine? They tell you it's this, but it may be that.
He's over 70.
Black people have the greatest skin.
Recognize!
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my B-Cast phone. It gets me pumped! Get up!
And now...
Hi, I'm gay, and I'm here to recruit you to also be gay!
Our feature presentation.
Oh, you can be recruited. I didn't know
that. It's a club. It's like
oh,
a
everybody
club.
Knows that. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Wow, not aware. Morning, everybody. It's a all-new Kevin and Bean show. It's a Tuesday morning. What's happening?
What's happening is it's time for you, the fine Kevin and Bean listener, to pick up the phone and give us a call. Get on the air toll-free at 1-800-520-1067 on any topic, except for maybe is it hot out? Maybe that's the only topic we don't need to hear anything more about. But
what about, hey, how about that heat? How about something like that?
Because it's really hot.
It is hot.
I got to say.
What about
pretty damn hot.
Is it hot enough for you? What about that? That's good news. So anyway, 1-800-520-1067. For all the records that were set yesterday in Southern California, by the way, Kevin, you grew up in 113 frequently, right? It's not a big deal to a guy like you.
Yeah, in Phoenix. Yeah.
You just laid out on the sidewalk, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it you know, you kind of get used to where you live.
You acclimate.
Right, exactly.
It was
hot
yesterday.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
If it was 113 downtown, which is where one of the many, many, many records were set, and lots of other Southern California cities set records too, what does that make it at your house? I know that there is a differential because you live in the hottest spot on earth.
Usually there's a 25 to 100 degree difference. Right. It's that much warmer where I live.
Was it close to 200 at your house?
It was 113 downtown, 111 at my house.
What?
Came in just a little bit underneath it.
Isn't that odd?
It's very odd.
Yeah.
I was shocked because when I was driving home from work, it was 111, and I was thinking, oh, man.
This is going to be the worst.
2,000 degrees when I get home.
No kidding. You had to put on a sweater, right?
I did.
Yeah. All right, here's a great story before we go to your calls. Again, 1-800-520-1067. I do love this one so much. His name is David Winkleman. He was arrested in Davenport, Iowa. Nothing serious. He had operated a motor vehicle without the owner's consent.
So he
appears
stole
in court.
It. He stole it?
They don't say that, but yeah, maybe that's
it
part of it.
It sounds like the same way of saying that, but maybe not. Go ahead.
He is in the news, though, because he has a very prominent tattoo on his forehead. Apparently back in 2000, a radio station in Iowa, KORB, had a disc jockey on the air who offered listeners $100,000 if they would get the station's call letters and logo tattooed onto their forehead.
Okay.
All right? So he and his stepson,
good,
without contacting the radio station, by the way, heard it on the air, went to a local tattoo parlor, and both got that tattoo.
Good.
Promoting 93 Rock, the Quad City Rocker, with a big logo on the in the middle of their forehead. All right? So then he shows up at the radio station, and the radio station says, oh,
That whole thing was a joke.
We're kidding about that. It's just a wacky radio stunt.
You think we'd give away money for putting a tattoo on your forehead?
So they sued, claiming that the station should be liable. And by the way, I couldn't agree more. If a guy says it on the radio and you go out and do it, I'm sorry. I think it's on the radio station in this case, don't you?
I do too.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how they.
And they didn't say, like, you got to come in and we'll set it up or anything. They just said, if you get this done, we'll pay you money, right?
Heath's attorneys claimed that they asked listeners to get the tattoos so that they could be publicly scorned and ridiculed for their greed and lack of common good sense. All of which I guess he demonstrated by having the tattoos. It doesn't say, this is on thesmokinggun.com if you want to see this story. It doesn't say why, but within months of the lawsuit, he dismissed his complaint against the station and Cumulus Broadcasting, who owned the station. And his son's case was later dismissed by a judge when he failed to appear in court.
All right.
By the way, The other great part about this story is the station long ago changed formats. It doesn't exist anymore.
Awesome.
Now it's Star 93.5, today's best variety, is what's on that frequency now.
And that's where they went to claim their money?
You should see this guy's mugshot, though. Wow. Him with his big, giant 93 Rock, the Quad City Rocker tattoo, call letters and logo on the middle of his forehead.
Can't you just, couldn't the radio station countersue for stupidity?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, if a guy says, we'll give you $100,000 to tattoo your... Our, you know, call letters on the forehead, just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean that it's not reasonable to expect that someone out there might.
You're crazy. We say stuff like that, not like that specifically. We throw stuff out that we don't mean all the time.
Well, that
if somebody
true.
Took us up on it every time we threw something out.
But this is the type of reasonable. I mean, this is the type of contest that a radio station might do. This
right.
isn't so far out of line that somebody would go, no, obviously they're joking.
Yeah.
I mean, you could understand why somebody would misinterpret that.
You guys throw out BS all the time, but it's usually like really bad advice or like kind of that when he offers on the air that they will give a prize for some type of action. That's pretty bad.
Right. And Listen. Didn't we have a guy tattoo the big A on his chin?
On his face. Yeah, that happened. But we gave him the prize.
Exactly. Right. So
yeah, it was World Series tickets,
crazy?
I think.
So
yeah.
I'd like to say right now, if you want to tattoo us on your face.
No, please don't. Please don't do that.
I'm just not going to be specific. We'll give you a prize. just a prize.
Dodger playoff tickets.
Of our choosing. Yes, Dodger playoff tickets. Good. Excellent. We'll give you 5 pair of Dodger playoff tickets for this current season.
The funny thing to me is that guy, you can't work with a giant tattoo on your forehead.
I would
in most jobs, right? So that guy thinks $100,000 is retirement money.
Yeah.
That's going to get him through the rest of his life.
I don't have to do anything ever again.
That's it. I'll just do this and I'm done.
The next day, he's out trying to get a job and explaining it's not his fault.
No, the next day, he's out stealing a car, apparently. Yeah, that's what he's doing. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Means What To Do Nephew is on the air. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
It's an action-packed weekend full of music, live performances, activity for the whole family, and, of course, the excitement of NASCAR racing. We're talking about the Pepsi Max 400, which is coming up on Sunday, October 10th at the Auto Club Speedway. Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Tony Stewart, just a few of the big names there. That's your prize for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What To Do Nephew. Why don't we start with Seth, who's got a little bit of drama out on his drive today. Hey, Seth, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What to do?
What
to do?
Wow.
What's up, Callie?
Hi.
Man, I was pissed yesterday. The 65 was a dead stop.
The 605 freeway was a dead stop, yes.
Yeah, some guy, I guess, decided to jump off the freeway because of the heat.
Huh?
Oh, it was a jumper?
Yeah, we had a jumper.
But wait a minute, because of the heat? Or are you just making that up?
Well, I don't know if it was because of the heat. But
that'd be awesome.
Did he jump?
It's too hot. I'm jumping. Yeah, so he jumped and then stopped the traffic.
Yeah, and I had a bunch of interviews I had to do that I had to cancel.
Yeah. Well.
So inconvenient when people do that.
That is true.
You got to be more thoughtful. Did he die?
Yeah. It was a big mess, I guess. My friend lives off of the 605, too. She said she saw the whole thing.
Bean asks, because there are a lot of times when people do this and they don't die, and they just, like, break their arm or something. And,
yeah, and I'm trying to gauge, because I hear how ticked off Seth is, and I'm trying to gauge who had a worse day, the guy who jumped or Seth who was late for some interviews.
Actually, it's better for me. I can reschedule.
There you go. So he actually is complaining, but he liked it.
All right. That doesn't sound cold or callous. Thank you very much for the call, Seth. We appreciate that.
And we have a jumper.
Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hello?
Hi, what'd it do?
Am I there?
Yes, you are, Joe.
Unfortunately,
yes.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
NASCAR, yeah. I love NASCAR. Anyways, over the weekend, I took my mom to see the Phantom of the Opera.
Nope.
Yeah, that was...
No, nobody who calls in and screams, I love NASCAR, also went to the opera.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Anyways, we were coming back home after the show, stuck in traffic.
Wait, so Andy Dick wanted to ride to
his house
from Phantom of the Opera?
No, I don't know. He's walking around Sunset Boulevard or whatever.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and he comes in my truck. You know, it's just him and my mom in the back seat. And he's like,
I wish you'd review that last sentence.
So we take a picture. We hurry up and take a picture, right? And he's all asking us for alcohol. And then he's all, you guys have any blow?
Okay, hold on a second here, Joe. First of all, how sure are you that it was really TV actor Andy Dick.
Oh man, he was seeing. We got pictures right, you know, right. He was schlocked. He was so gone.
Send us a photo. But Bean, what makes you think it isn't?
That, yeah, I mean,
I would believe that about him faster than
any other possibility of being sued for claiming it is when it's not.
Allegedly.
When he's talking about the guy, the guy asking for blow.
Allegedly, then. We should throw that.
Yeah, we definitely are going to need to see that. Definitely need to see some photos if you really got proof of
that photo. It's my mom, and he's in the backseat of my truck, man.
You know he scored with your mom that night. You know that, right?
Oh man, was
he hitchhiking on Sunset Boulevard?
I don't know. He was just trying to get to another bar or something like that. So he was, he wanted alcohol. So we drove up a little bit further, and he gets out. He's all, let's go to the club. He gets out. He leaves the door, but he's all, I'll be right back. And we all looked at each other and took off.
He wasn't coming back.
No,
he didn't remember you.
We left him.
Yeah, you had to. He wouldn't have remembered you in 30 seconds. Yeah. He wouldn't have known how he got there.
Apparently, it's easy for whoever that was in your car to get another ride. So he wasn't that worried about it either.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. When you next time you get to that computer that has the photo, you send it to us. All right.
All right. Wake and bake. Wake and bake.
All right. All right.
Okay. Go NASCAR and Opera.
That is hard to believe, isn't it?
Everything about that guy was weird.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
That question is less stupid, though you asked it in a profoundly stupid way.
Thank you. The last time you cried for an embarrassing reason, we're going to take your calls. Has to be a guy, and it has to be
Mike,
and it has to be an embarrassing reason. It's not like you had a brother or sister die and everyone would cry
of
in
course.
That instance. It has to be you're embarrassed because you're sobbing like a baby, and you know maybe it's not
because you watched a Hallmark commercial.
Yes, or you're giving a toast at a wedding or anything like that.
I never wanted to punch David King in Mexico more than I did yesterday having this conversation. About
why?
What's okay
why,
to
Dave?
We'll talk about it on the air, but what's okay to cry about? What he thinks is okay to cry over,
he's
and
worse.
What he was making fun of me about. I've never wanted to punch him.
Oh, you're so bad! And then he says, and
"You're
then,
a bitch."
Then he talks about what he cries at, and you go, "Wow, why would you even bring that up? What's wrong with you?" Bean's Death Corner today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All new internet roundup today. We are going to talk to John Lindsay, who is a guy who has a website called Don't Ever Reply. .com, and it's quite funny the interactions that he has with people on Craigslist.
Oh, right.
It's quite funny. He just messes around with them, and it's great. We love bad animal voices today.
Woo!
Talking about the situation, Dancing with the Stars. I didn't know. I don't know if he got thrown off.
I don't either.
Okay. We find out tonight who gets eliminated.
Oh,
they dance on Mondays, and then Tuesday someone goes home.
Yes, twice a week.
It's a 2-day show.
That show is on twice a week.
Yeah.
So we got that all coming up this morning, along with another Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day, and we have the Showbiz Beat coming up next.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph Garman is off making a movie, so we are filling in with the Showbiz Beat right now. Big news to start off for Lisa May and no one else I know.
Okay, it must be, Broadway.
They have cast, apparently, a significant role in the upcoming Twilight movie.
Oh.
Irina, she is a member of the Denali Coven. Considered cousins to the Cullen clan and the only other vegetarian vampire.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on.
Vegetarian vampires are pussies.
What words am I speaking? I don't understand anything that I'm saying.
Just keep speaking because there are people who do.
Sure.
I figure there would be because I know all things Twilight are big news apparently. But I'm very pleased with the casting. I don't know anything about the character. I won't go see the movie. But when the beautiful Maggie Grace gets work.
Oh.
Yes. She,
all right.
Awesome.
She was the hot blonde who was Shannon on Lost. She was also in the movie Taken with Liam Neeson, and she has just signed on for the Breaking Dawn double sequel to Twilight.
Excellent.
So she is going to be playing Irina, who I guess is a fairly major character. Of course, the next Twilight movie comes out November the 18th, so this one is still some time away before I won't be able to go see it. But I'm happy for little Maggie.
Right. Speaking of movies that you're not going to go see, there's a story in the press right now. Chris Noth.
Chris Noth.
Noth. Does that ring a bell?
From Sex and the City.
Sex and the City, yeah. He says that the movie bombed at the theaters.
Yeah.
Because reporters, the media, got together and decided that it wasn't going to work. That we were going to badmouth it in a way that would stop it from being successful.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's what he's claiming.
That's crazy. That's
bad
because it was bad.
All the people who are fans, including me, went.
Right.
And I'm very glad I went.
Right.
Not a good movie.
Not a good movie, right.
Not a good movie. That's the problem.
Movie.
But you didn't stop going because we were bad-mouthed.
Not at all.
Right. But that's
you
what
could not stop me.
And, right. I think that's true of every single Sex and the City, movie goer.
I think so,
right.
too.
Because we badmouthed the first one, too, and that was a massive hit because it was apparently good for Sex and the City fans.
Right.
People liked it.
We're only right, and we only make things happen when we actually jump on a bandwagon that is already going that direction. So if a movie's really horrible, we say it's horrible. We end up being right.
That.
But not because we said it. I wish we had that kind of power.
I know.
Come on.
Musicians in the news. By now, you're caught up to date with the Katy Perry controversy over Sesame Street. And then, Kevin, did you go to KevinBean.com and watch the video of her in the Elmo t-shirt on SNL?
Yes.
How awesome was that?
Yes.
Well, she did get a new animated gig. Apparently, she's going to be playing bartender Moe's girlfriend in an upcoming Simpsons episode. On December 5th, The Fight Before Christmas. I can't wait to see how they animate her. I'm already thinking how hot she's going to be on The Simpsons.
I like boobs.
Yeah.
Big boobs.
Also, MGMT is in the news. They were in concert Sunday in Manchester, England. The show ended when the drummer, Will Berman, walked off the stage. The other guys in the band had no idea what had happened. He just stopped playing, stood up, walked off the stage. They found out backstage the reason was he had been hit with a glass full of urine that someone had thrown from the audience.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Don't throw urine at the band.
You just don't think that's part of your job going into that profession, do you?
That's bizarre. Were they the headliners or no?
It doesn't say. Just a concert in Manchester.
You know, like when I went to the Muse show, the Passion Pit opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand, like, we're ready for Muse. Passion Pit's been playing for a long time. Here's a jar of urine. But if they're the headliners, it doesn't make sense. Somebody you like.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
I got to tell you, I saw that the Passion Pit were playing, and I like them very much. I think they'd be a fun show to go see in a small venue. I can't imagine how tough that was for them when people are ready for Muse, who's one of the best live bands out there, and you're playing an arena.
Yep.
And there are a lot more people there who either don't know or don't like you than there are otherwise.
Right. Would you like me to tell you?
Room.
Would you like me to tell you how it went?
How did it go for
Poor
Passion
poorly.
Really?
Oh. Woo! Wow.
Meaning
that guy sure does sing high.
They got booed or what happened?
No, it's just, I don't know. It just was.
Oh, you're saying you didn't like the band.
I didn't like the band, but I also, it was 18,000 people ready for Muse.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and they played, I don't know, almost an hour. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a mistake.
That's too long.
Right.
It's too long for that band anyway, but as, you know, as an opening act, that's a long time to wait. Then there was like a 15-20 minute break before Muse.
Right.
Let's talk about people we don't want carrying guns. Donald Trump, for one.
No.
Apparently in New York City, the New York Daily News has come out with a report that Mark Anthony and Robert De Niro.
Wow.
Okay, so far I'm thinking, all right, they could probably handle a gun.
How did De Niro not already have a gun, by the way?
They've all acquired licenses to carry guns in the city. But the one that stands out to me is Donald Trump. I don't want him with a weapon.
I can't see him with a gun.
Doesn't he just seem like a doofus and like it's going to go off and shoot someone in the foot on accident?
I totally can't see that.
That's not right.
But it's the best gun ever that anyone's ever had.
That's true.
I bet that's true.
That is true. It's a better gun than anyone else has.
This George Lopez is not funny or entertaining, but he's immensely popular with some people. So I do want to do this story. And by all accounts, a super, super nice guy, too. Mm-hmm. I've never heard a bad thing about George Lopez as a human being. Well, bad news for him yesterday is it was announced his 17-year-long marriage is over. That's a long time in Hollywood. They claim they're going to be the best friends, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's some rumors.
Celebrities do that.
Yeah.
It is described as amicable. The other thing that's interesting about the story is that you remember famously a few years ago that George Lopez needed a kidney, and his wife turned out to be a match, and she gave him a kidney.
She gave him a kidney.
Which may be a good reason for George Lopez to play very nice in this divorce, because the last thing you want to do is end up in court and have that given back.
Can you take it back once you've given it?
Well, who knows? If it were the McCourts and their divorce, somebody would try, that's for sure. But I could just see Ann going into court going, Your Honor, it wasn't a gift. It was a loan.
Like it back.
Give it back. Exactly. But that's a shame. I'm sorry to see that. But
Seems like there's always Lindsay Lohan news. Every single day there's something new. This time it comes out of Star Magazine, and apparently she's blaming Samantha Ronson.
What did he do?
Again. Well, apparently that dude didn't want to have anything to do with her once she got out of jail. And so when he said not interested, that caused her to head to the drugs.
They had a toxic relationship.
Yes, it was
nothing but trouble.
Ugly and bad from the very beginning. And
yeah.
She could find a better looking guy. That's all we're saying.
She shouldn't be blaming anybody but Lindsay Lohan for what's been going on, I think. On video today and CDs in store and available for download because it is Tuesday, Get Him to the Greek, which I never saw, by the way. I understand it's very, very funny with Jonah Hill. And
it is funny. I like
it. It's a good movie.
Liked a lot.
That's out. Iron Man 2 is out on DVD today. Here's one I missed. The Killer Inside Me. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-mm.
Casey Affleck, Jessica Alba, Kate Hudson, Simon Baker, Bill Pullman, all in this movie.
Wow.
Don't know why I don't remember it. G-Force also comes out on DVD. That's the one with the guinea pigs that work for the FBI,
yes.
If I recall correctly, right?
FBI!
New music today. Our guests from yesterday's Kevin Amin Show, Bad Religion, are back with their 15th album in a 30-year career. It's called The Descent of Man. From what I've heard about it, it's another awesome Bad Religion album. Here's a guy who I never would have expected would make another record. It's number one in Britain this week. Phil Collins has a new album out called Going Back.
That's the dude from Genesis?
That's
the
guy.
Drum.
The bald dude that could never pick it. Well, he could sing, though, yeah.
Phil Collins, it's apparently another covers collection of like old Motown songs or something, but Going Back it's called, so you can avoid that today.
Wow.
The Mother Effin' Ice Cube has a new one today called I Am the West. New Jimmy Eat World Invented is out today. New Neil Young today and new Pete Yorn today, so you definitely have a bunch of choices if you're looking for music.
Some of them bad.
Some of them good.
Celebrity birthdays. We have actress, comedian Janine Garofalo, who is an angry 46 years old.
Yeah.
Really? The category of used to be funny.
Used to be funny.
Yeah, but what's the...
Used to be
that's
funny.
Not the I'm used sorry. To be funny sound.
I'm sorry, Lisa, how is Chewbacca
That's true.
She also used to be cute, too, by the way, but not so much anymore.
Actress Mira Sorvino, 43.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Actress Naomi Watts, 42.
Oh, yeah.
MMA heavyweight fighter Fedor Emelianenko is 34. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
yes?
You did.
All right. Let's see. Rapper Young Jeezy is 33. And Hillary Duff is 23. But the reason we celebrate today is because Jackass 3D is coming out next month on the 15th of October.
Yeah.
And Bam Margera is 31 years old today.
All right.
Bam, happy birthday, man.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to blow out some candles.
With
a cheer.
I don't know much about why this is happening, but apparently later this hour we decide who has a bigger head, Kevin or the King of Mexico. I don't know how that conversation
I'll tell you how it got started.
I missed out on that one.
It was an affront to me, and I am going to make Dave pay.
But you have the biggest head in the world, and everybody knows it.
Yep.
You just shut your mouth.
That's correct, Bean. That's correct.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear that exciting story. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. It's time for the Citizen of the Day.
Now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
I got three of them quickly here. They're very short stories. One out of Pittsburgh. Man urinates near I-279, falls over hillside.
Oh, no.
Emergency workers rescued a man who got out of his car to pee along Interstate 279.
Uh-huh.
And then while he was doing that, not paying attention, it was a cliff just fell right off of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, about 1:45 a.m. Friday, so I'm guessing maybe he had a little bit to drink.
Yeah.
He was driving on the I-279, pulled over on the side of the road, and they said it's about 8-10 feet he fell and hurt himself, and then somebody had to come pick him and get him up. They brought the ambulance, and they said, what'd you do? And they said, what did you do?
What did you do?
And he said, I was taking a leak.
We have talked on this show many, many times before about one of the things we love is the highest high to the lowest low. Here's a guy who is driving down the road from wherever he's coming from, and he's really got to pee. Oh, my God, I don't think I can make it home. I've got to pull over. All right, I'm going to pull over. He pulls over. As soon as he starts peeing, he instantly feels so much better. He's so happy. Thank God I pulled over. Thank God I'm peeing. Wait, what's happening?
And then he's laying there going, I hope
in a ravine.
Sees me. I may die right here.
I mean, how drastically did his fortunes change in an instant? That's awesome.
Second citizen of the day is Catherine Watson, who's a 37-year-old woman from Moorhead, Minnesota. She walked into a supermarket wearing a G-string and some whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Now.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like something that you would say, oh, yeah, till you see the picture. And then you go, oh,
no.
No, 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 no.
It's never the ones that you want to do that.
She's hideous.
What is her story?
Isn't this the woman, Kevin? This is like the 30th time they've tried to get her to put her clothes back on. She's always walking around naked or next to naked.
Yes, she's 37 years old. She went to in Moorhead to a store to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally was wearing what I just described. And she says that she's a free thinker and a nonconformist. She didn't want to give in to society's rules.
Come on.
So society gave her a ticket. That's how it works.
Hippies. I mean, period.
That's
hippies.
That's what
I've been
saying
that my whole life. I'll be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
And at some point, it has to occur to her, if I were hotter, no one would ever call to complain that I'm running around naked.
That is such a good point.
She would have to be about 99% hotter, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
hideous.
That's the ways to go.
You go 50% on her and you go, man, you know what? Still need a one piece, not even a bikini. And finally, the dumbest man alive. I love this dude. If you were an East Hampton resident whose home was robbed in late July, the police have good and bad news for you. The good news is whoever stole your stuff decided to video chat with some of your friends.
Uh-oh.
On your computer?
So what this dude did was he stole the computer, the laptop. And then he went on that person's account that owned it and started video chatting with that person's friends. Now, when you video chat, they can see your face.
Yeah.
Right.
So the person's friends just got some screen caps so that you can just get a picture off of that. So you know the guy that stole the laptop.
That's brilliant.
Because he's video chatting. They haven't found him yet, but they do have his picture, and they have a lot of clues from, like, the stuff behind him in the room and all kinds of different stuff, stuff he said. So they put out a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest, but he gave him a big leg up by video chatting.
That is so funny.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I stole it. I stole this. Isn't that great? Oh, yeah, I know you know him. Yeah. No, I stole the laptop. It's me. Hey, how can they ever catch me?
I'm having trouble with the mouse on this one. Ask your friend the next time you see him how I can fix that.
Now you know, Kevin and Beans, Citizen of the Day.
Look, Dancing with the Stars, not for me. Phenomenal numbers again this year. Ralph told us last week it was like 23 million people watched the show last week. How is a show where Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady from the 70s, performing a Quick Step? How is that the most popular show in America? How is this happening?
I know. There are some things that you like and you think everybody will like. There are some things that you don't like, but you can understand why other people like them or watch them or whatever. But this is one that confounds us because it just there's nothing good about it.
I used to watch it, but okay. I watched it in the fast forward way, right? So I
so
would
you'd record
I
thought, it,
I, yeah, and then I would go back and I liked the rehearsals. I thought it was really interesting watching people trying to because these dances are not easy,
right?
Not, at
I'm,
all.
I'm already out. I don't care
I
how
that
hard
was
they
interesting.
Are because at the end of it, when you're done and you're an accomplished dancer, you're still doing the two step or whatever the
well,
effort
that
is.
Yeah. True. I can't
so
argue
what.
That.
The best thing that happens is you're watching Michael Bolton do the jive. Right. I mean, how is that a choice? I don't. Well, last week we were very disappointed because David Hasselhoff got voted off. So he's gone. He's the first contestant to leave. Now the only person that we care about is the situation. He is still on the show, but another very bad outing last night. So who knows? He could be gone tonight for all we know.
No
situation.
Chance. No
from
chance.
Jersey Shore. How are you, Michael? What's going on?
Yo, I'm doing great. You know, I mean, life's really, you know, it's all cherries for the situation.
Did you watch this show, Dancing with the Stars, before you were on it?
I gotta be honest with you, I never really checked it out before on the show.
I can tell that by your first comment early on in the show.
I'm excited. I want to dance to something new. What do you got?
Brian Setzer, Americano.
What? I mean, come on, Karina, can't you give me something that I like? It's like, I'll dance to, you know, I'll dance to club, I'll dance to pop, I'll dance to hip-hop. I mean, I don't even know what genre that is.
True. It turned out I was excluded from hip-hop. I was excluded from R&B. I was excluded from house.
But they don't do anything new. They don't let you choose what you like or what style of dancing you like.
You know, WTF, I figured, because I'm, you know, GTL, getting the ladies DTF. It's like MIA, JFK, USA.
What?
Okay,
I
don't follow what you're saying at all. But I will say that you knew that last night everybody was doing either the jive or the quick step, so it's unlikely that they're going to pull out, you know, a 50 Cent record. It just that's not what they dance to.
Desgraciad. When the situation comes in, you got to get the beats going. Look, right now I'm in my living room. Pump.
Right, but but I don't think they're interested in your musical taste, I think is the point.
I think I'm interested in the strange bumps on my sausage.
What?
Okay.
All right. Lisa May.
He's talking about his unit, Lisa. Don't you have to ask a follow-up question?
Oh, okay.
No grenades over there, huh, honey?
All right.
Now, situation.
How's that turd cutter looking?
Okay, stop. Listen, we don't need to talk about Lisa's butt. Listen,
you
situation.
Taking care of the backyard, baby?
Can I not talk about
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, speaking of grenades.
Yeah.
My dancing partner, Karina.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you know,
she's a good-looking woman.
For a dancer, she's putting on a couple pounds.
What?
I'm afraid,
what are you talking about?
I'm afraid that my beautiful physique will be eclipsed by her figgity fatness.
She's not fat at all.
And that goes out to all the ladies. Listen, you may be thinking that you're comfortable with your body a little bit overweight, or that you may not want to put on your makeup or your best outfits to go out. Don't.
Well,
don't think that.
Here's what I would say. I don't know your dancing partner, and I haven't seen her, and I guarantee you're wrong.
Yes.
She's not a full-fledged grenade, but she does have explosive potential.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
You're an idiot.
Listen, let's get back to the results, because episode one, you only had 5 days to rehearse, so they kind of cut you some slack, and you scored a 15. Now you had a whole week to rehearse for last night's show, and apparently you barely did better than that. What's going on?
All I know is there was some improvement there.
All right,
can you deny that there was not improvement?
Here's the interview after the dance.
All right, that's 18 out of 30. How's that feel?
Feels better to have a better score than last week, right?
Well, I know that both of you were rehearsing until the wee hours of the morning today.
That's true.
So how dedicated are you to this competition?
Oh, you know what? I love being here. The feeling out there is awesome. And I just really want to nail one, you know? Trying hard. We're doing good.
Yeah. That's a dumb question.
Well, it is a dumb question, but also saying doing good is a dumb answer, as you got 18 out of 30.
I was overwhelmed by how great my abs look, and I'm starting to get concerned because I have such an unorthodox body, because I'm so muscular, and yet I have such a small waist, that they're going to be able to find, you know, outfits to fit me. I mean, are they going to have to get 4 or 5 tailors to work on my body? That's what I'm concerned with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's going to be a giant problem.
I'm so tan.
You are 10.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, situation. I suspect that there's a good chance that you may be going home, if not this week, then next. So enjoy it while you're doing it, dude.
Hey, JKL, remember that. DTF, GTL, forever. All right.
Yeah,
AYSO, FBI, going to investigate with the CIA.
Okay.
Forever.
Thank you, situation.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Hey, our old friend Anel Rivers, Kevin and Bean token blacklister number one, is going to be doing the Showbiz Beat coming up in about 50 minutes. Also, the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices next half hour. So yesterday, I guess, a fight almost broke out in the office. What happened? I was on the phone, everybody was getting along, and then I heard later that things got testy after I hung up. What was going on?
It wasn't a fight. It was an argument, though, because you know how I make fun of myself for having a big head? I have a giant head.
Yeah,
I
can't wear a hat to save your life.
Well, hats just look dumb on me. I think you're getting that mixed up with big head. Hats, I just look stupid.
Well, I think it's partly the size
Could
of
be.
Your head.
But like,
I do, too, because you look like an upside-down triangle when you
right.
put a hat
yeah.
on.
But having said that, they will fit. But I think this is the problem that Dave had. The sunglasses is the part that's difficult, because if you wear sunglasses that are too tight, they're fine for a little while. But if you're driving for an hour and a half, all of a sudden they start pushing in on your brain. You go, wow, my head's too big for these. This sucks.
Yeah.
So I went to the Muse show on Sunday night at Staples Center. And who should sit right behind me other than Dave, the King of Mexico?
Of course.
Yep. Sits down. Takes out his, what are you still using? Your old school BS.
My sidekick.
Sidekick. Yeah. And starts tweeting, oh, no, I'm sitting behind Kevin at Muse.
Well, my ticket
I'm
didn't
not
say...
going to be able to see because of his big head.
Oh, obstructed view. It didn't say obstructed view on my ticket, man.
Oh, this is bad. The
okay,
show is ruined.
So that's funny, right? Comedy.
Listeners have often taken a picture
right.
of the back of your head at
yes,
shows.
I know.
It's
but,
science. It's but, proven.
But here's what happens, though, is that I make fun of myself for having a big head, and then people start, they go out of their way to take, like when we were at the Rage Against the Machine show, I was standing in the back. And people would still walk around behind me so they could take a picture so that my head would be blocking their view, right? So it's kind of turned into this thing that's a little out of control.
Right.
And I don't care because I do have a big head.
It is funny, though, that whatever concert Kevin goes to,
yes.
the venue has to find out who's sitting behind him so they can make those obstructed view tickets. They just the obstructed view follows Kevin around the whole arena.
So I'd finally had it with Dave. I just wanted to make sure that he's on the same page with me, that I exaggerate the size of my head, but that his head... I mean, look at Dave's head.
It's huge.
My head's fine.
His
My
head is,
head's fine.
So I turned around to him at the Muse show and I said, you know that I'm fine making fun of my own head, but you know your head is bigger than mine, right?
My head's a little peanut compared to your giant acorn of a head.
Right. So that's what Dave says.
Now that you bring it up.
Right?
So
Dave's got a pretty
big head.
I have a short haircut right now.
So I just threw it out.
That's it, Dave.
I just throw it out jokingly. You know, I didn't really care. I wasn't offended because I make fun of myself too, so who cares? But I just wanted Dave to just, you know, between us, I just wanted him to give me the thumbs up. Like, yeah, I know my head's up there too.
Right.
No one makes fun of me for that.
Not,
but
though.
It's bigger than mine. So yesterday, Bean, after you hung up, we started having the argument again. I was like, Dave, your head is bigger than mine. And then Mike started jumping in, and he's like, no, in proportion. Kevin is 6'3".
Right.
Dave is
5'9".
5'9". Okay, yeah. So my head should be bigger in proportion to my body. And I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Dave's head is bigger than mine.
I think it is.
Just Kevin flat said, out.
Overall, if we were to measure, Dave's head is bigger than mine. End of story. And I was like, I don't know, man.
So we have a tape measure.
And excellent.
I'm going to prove to you right now.
Go do Kevin first.
I'm going to prove to you right now that Dave, the King of Mexico's head, is actually bigger than mine.
But
and this
I want all of the head talk. Here as well. Because your cranium, it just, man, it's like mega mind. It just goes out there.
It is like mega mind. I'm known for having a big mind. Okay.
I'm going to measure. Sorry. I'm sorry, Bean. I'm going to measure around the head, like, you know, circa, and then from the top, the middle of the head to the chin.
No, we need ear to ear.
No.
Because that's where the head expands.
No, please.
That's
useless.
That's where the head expands.
No, that's useless. If I measure it around, Dave, and I measure it from top to bottom, I get exactly the dimensions.
And I'm telling you, ear to ear, because that's where the hats come in.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, use your head. That makes no difference if I measure it all the way around.
You stop yelling. Dave, what I'm telling you is the hat thing is not that I can't wear them. It's that I look dumb. I look retard. I can't use that word. I look that word in a hat. It's not that I can't wear them.
All right,
so
let's
I'm
going
to take off my headphones so I can't hear.
Okay.
And I want to suggest this. Well, Kevin can't hear because he's being measured here. But I'm going to suggest this, that neither Dave or Kevin can accurately get an idea of how big their head really is, because you can't really tell how big your own head is.
No, absolutely
That's why I think you let the rest of us tell you what looks bigger and accept that.
I'll write this down. You can tell me what you got, Mike.
Okay.
Don't say it out loud.
So right now he's doing a round like a hat.
Okay.
Right. Part of Psycho Mike's job description today is measuring Kevin's head.
Say it out loud.
It is 22 and a half around.
Right. Oh, my God.
22
and a half.
That's enormous.
Listen to Dave talking smack as if anyone has anything to do with it, by the way.
Fraction under 12 from top to bottom.
All right. So 22 what and a half around?
And like 11 and 7/8.
Okay. From the top of my head to the bottom of underneath my chin.
Right.
All right. Now he's going to measure Dave. Telling you right now, Dave has a bigger head. This is going to put it to rest forever.
Now, Kevin, why are you so sure of this?
Because he's got a giant head.
Just because you're eyeballing it.
And I've always thought that, but I'm the one that gets made fun of for it because I... Wait a minute. All right, what is it around?
23 and a quarter.
23 and a quarter!
Oh, that's bigger.
All right!
My other head.
Take your head.
Your other head we know is tiny. That's not even a dispute here.
Which chin?
Dude, stop it.
Which
stop
chin?
Moving down. Which chin is a good question.
A fragment under 13.
Oh my God. So much bigger than Kevin.
So read them out again. Read them out again, Lisa.
22 and a half for Kevin around and 11 and 7/8 from top to bottom. Dave is 23 and a quarter around and 13.
There you go.
That's just not even
awesomeness
close.
Of the face,
settled.
Though.
Settled once and for all.
It's not even close, Dave. You couldn't be more wrong.
Hey, listeners, from now on, when you're at a show and you see the King of Mexico, I want to see the view from behind his head.
Giant dome.
Dave, I think an apology is in order for Mr. Kevin, who has a tiny little pinhead.
F you.
That's not an apology. You know how every time we get in trouble with the black folks, we say, but we have a friend who's a black guy. He's our defense. He's the reason that we're allowed to say stuff about black folks and not get in too much trouble. His name is Anel Rivers, ladies and gentlemen. And he joins us here on the Kevin Beach Show right now.
It's never gotten us out of trouble, but
we do try. We do have him in our back pocket in the event that there is a trial.
Correct.
We could call him to testify and go, no, Kevin Bean, we're always nice to me. At least there's one guy out there who's willing to stand up for us.
Would you testify to
that? Oh, of course. Yeah, I would definitely vouch for you guys.
So, Anel is the only listener we go to when Ralph's on vacation to do some fill-in work for the showbiz beat, or as he calls it, what do you call it this week, Anel?
My showbiz busy, man. This is how I do it.
Showbiz busy.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm not too much for the whole paparazzi type thing in the ghetto, man. So I do things a little bit differently when I come in to do my thing. Basically, man, I got this little showbiz report I like to drop on y'all, and between stories, I make sure I go ahead and put down this.
Girl, hi!
holla. And that means it's time to holla by showbiz, you know.
Oh, great.
That's Bean.
I love that.
What were the circumstances of that?
God knows.
I can't imagine.
All right. So, can't Ralph, imagine. Between stories, that.
Yeah, no. See, now, yeah. See where I come That's from. That'll school. Get you shot.
I know.
Girl, holla. Right. See, that'll get you love. There so, yeah, okay. So let's, so, you know. Let's go on ahead and get this little showbiz report. I got a little beef brewing here.
Beef.
All right. Beef. You know what I'm saying? Now, me, I don't know about you. I like to put my beef on the ground, man. Call it ground beef. But right here, we got a little something going on between Jay-Z and my man MC Hammer.
Oh. Oh. Whoa.
Wow. I wonder about. Who would win that one.
Man, look, I'm gonna don't disrespect Hammer, man. I'm going to tell you right now, he had that whole Adams family cracking off. You might get beat up. You don't know, man.
Come on.
So look,
now.
Check this out. Apparently, man, Jay-Z got a song with Kanye West called So Appalled. Okay, and in the song, he has a line that goes something like this. Now, excuse my rap skills, I'm no Jay-Z, but
Bean
it goes
can do
like,
it if you have trouble,
okay, well, check it out. It goes like, and Hammer went broke, so you know I'm more focused. I lost 30 mil, so I spent another 30, because unlike Hammer, 30 mil won't hurt me. Oh!
By the way, 100% wow. Accurate.
Thank you, right? Thank you. Now, that right there, man, where I come from, that's called lunchroom beef right there, man. You know what I'm saying? I think Jay-Z to start a little something he can't finish. But I don't know. I kind of feel like he's picking on Hammer while he's down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's the point of that?
I don't know. It ain't been Hammer time in like 20 years. Seriously, you would need like a DeLorean and a flux capacitor to even find Hammer time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you know, I would be remiss if I did not admit I had a collection of Hammer pants. That was absolutely amazing.
I'd be willing to bet you still have at least
Check
one.
Check this out, man. If you went to Rincon or Nogales with me back in the 90s, you know I was known for Hammer pants. And I had a flat top. Like, kid, man, let me just find my Facebook page, man, it's grimy. You don't even want to know.
You go down there with Hammer pants now, you'll get your head cut off by the
You're
drug
You're probably
cartel.
Right. But you know, that's okay. I wish I had some on yesterday, man. It was goddamn heat.
It's Hammer time.
It's true.
Girl, holla! Next up, we got a story about my man, Wyclef Jean. Now, I don't know if you heard about Wyclef. Wyclef recently tried to run for the president of Haiti.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's like trying to be the world's tallest midget. But basically, apparently Wyclef is in the hospital. He's been checked in with, can you guys guess what the problem is?
Exhaustion and dehydration.
Exhaustion and dehydration. Apparently, that's not just a white problem. That does also affect the black man.
It's a really weird thing because you never hear it except for celebrities.
Yeah, exhaustion well, I mean, celebrities don't know how to get sleep. I mean, don't you understand?
But do you think it can't be either? Because you know what? You can drink water.
Yes.
You could.
Unless you're
and nap.
You Unless could. You're sick and throwing up or whatever. That's the only reason you need to go get fluids.
Yeah,
so.
But you know, cocaine dehydrates you, man. Like nothing else. So,
sorry.
Doesn't make sense.
There's plenty of heavy machinery operators that were working yesterday in that heat and Mexicans like who work a lot harder than people on any set or who are on any stage.
And I
why
agree.
Do they somehow keep falling to this? Exhaustion and dehydration.
I have no idea. My big black ass was out in the sun yesterday working too, and I'm here. I haven't slept in a week last night.
And you didn't go to the hospital.
No, I did not go to the hospital. But the good news is Wyclef's camp did release a statement, and Wyclef was quoted as saying that, dear Sean Penn, you're a dick.
All right.
So,
that happened.
Yeah. Girl, holla! Next up, man, oh man, tis the season to be skeezing. My man George Lopez is in trouble.
Now, what happened with George Lopez?
Man, I think George Lopez got himself caught with his hand in the, the chorizo jar, man.
Uh-oh.
And, he got a little problem, man, with, I think it's like a hooker or a possible lady of the night
there
situation.
There were rumors like a month ago about this,
right? Yeah, and I was talking to Alex about this, and she was telling me how, you know, I guess Sandra Bullock was like George Lopez's, you know, mm-hmm. man go-getter. And like,
best friend,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, now, you know, Jesse cheated on her. He was there to support her. Yeah, well, apparently, they're saying that Anna and George, they've been married 17 years. You know what I'm saying? So
that's she was, a long time.
Yeah, she was married to him when he was still Jorge Lopez. Okay, before he was George Lopez. You know, so of course they don't have a prenup. So yeah, George is trying to keep it real amicable,
sure.
And Anna was going for blood. They're saying that rumor has it that she wants the house and the cars. And that George gets to keep all the jokes aren't about Mexicans.
Wow.
So,
right. Ooh, that's going to
He's hurt. Getting screwed.
He's getting nothing. Okay, yeah, you take those away, man. That guy's a stuffed suit and a haircut, seriously.
Girl, holla!
Next up, look, my man Michael Jackson, I love you to death, Michael, but man, you lived a strange life.
He's not listening.
He's not listening?
No.
How do you know this?
I'm just saying.
Hey, man, I don't even know, right? Yeah, I can't get K-Rock to listen to Slauson's, though.
That's true.
You're probably right.
That's what I'm saying.
50,000 watts of music power indeed. But yeah, so check this out. Michael Jackson, now, you know he's got those kids, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, he
had.
I mean, they're still technically here.
Right.
So basically, the rumor has it that one of the kids may not be his.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't the rumors that all of the kids might not be
Well, look, man. We black people, we come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors, and occasionally we make white children.
Right.
Okay, it happens.
Right.
It happened before. You
sure.
don't know. You don't know. So basically, Michael
Jackson. We're not saying black people. We're saying Michael Jackson.
Well, have you seen Michael Jackson?
Very different.
I
haven't seen him in about a year or two. No.
Michael Jackson clearly is not black. We've been over this already. Okay. He's Jackson American. Thank you very much. Okay. Good Lord. You people have to go. Every time we go talk about Michael Jackson, I have to go over this again.
Yeah, so what do you mean by you people, by the way? Can I ask you that?
I don't know what I mean by you people there. Uncle Cracker. Okay. So basically,
Let's go, Uncle Cracker, from now on. I like that a lot.
So what we got going on here? Now check this out. Michael Jackson had this bodyguard, right? Yeah. We had several bodyguards, okay. But the guy's name is Matthew Fitties.
Okay.
Now Matthew Fitties is saying that Blanket Jackson is actually his son. Yeah. Apparently, back in 2001, Matthew lent Michael some baby gravy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know how we do. You know, like, you know, remember that one time you asked me for that cup of sperm? You don't remember that? I'm supposed to say them about that? My bad. Anyway, yeah, Kevin, your youngest kid is not yours.
Now, did the bodyguard give it to Michael, or did the bodyguard give it to his baby mom?
Well, I'm
in person.
He probably gave it to a cup.
All right, I'm just
asking.
And then
there was these two girls in one cup.
Oh, right, sure.
And then, that was a different video. but no, seriously, because they had a picture on TMZ of Michael Jackson's bodyguard and of Blanket, you know, like side by side.
Right.
And, you know, the kid kind of, he got a resemblance, man. Like, the left eyebrow looks dead on.
The eyebrow,
saying. I seen it. And then the earlobe, he had like a little earlobe with a hole in it. And then Blanket had an ear with a hole in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I'm saying, I watch a lot of Maury, man. I know what I'm talking about.
That's
here.
Science.
Okay, I don't need DNA. Okay, I watch Maury Povich every day faithfully. Okay, I make my own schedule, and believe me, my lunch breaks were 12 and 2 daily. Okay, please believe it.
Girl, holla!
Next up, you know, today is Tuesday, and as I call it, call that Bootlegger Fiesta Day where I come from.
All right.
So, of course, you know, this week we've got new releases by Jimmy Eat World. They've got their new CD invented. I like Jimmy Eat World, man. Yeah. You know, I like to get my college emo on, man.
Really?
You don't know about this, man. I'm a supporter of Northern Arizona University, man. I really am.
What?
Yeah, like, go fighting tree frogs or whatever they are. You've got The Descent of Man by Bad Religion. Mm-hmm. You know,
right. Always good.
Always good. You've got Pete Yorn by Pete Yorn. You know what?
There's something,
man. I'll tell you what. When I'm in the mood, sometimes I like to just roll one up. And I got this list, like this chamomile lotion that my girl got me.
Yeah.
And I put on like some Pete Yorn. And then, like, I'll just get higher now.
Right.
And then
That's enough of that story.
Right. Okay.
I think we can all finish it.
And
we
of course, I'm going to go with my pick of the week is I Am West by Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Now, you know, come on, man. That's my man Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying?
How long has it been since he made a record you really like to know?
Excuse me? Sir, I have, you know, that I like all of Ice Cube's material. You know,
you never said that wider.
I like all of Ice Cube's material. I finally got a sore of all of O'Shea Jackson's things. I even bought the Are You There Yet soundtrack.
I'm fascinated by him because he does such mainstream child movies, yes. But he's still, to me, a great rapper.
You know, Ice Cube was amazing, man, because he's been able to actually, like, raise a family through hip-hop. Like, he has a son that's actually out now. Man.
I know.
You know, yeah, he's got a kid. His son name is OMG, which, that's just a bad rap name. Just for the record, man. I don't know how you're going to get respect. Like, oh, my God, is in the house. OMG is here. OMG. Hide your strap. OMG is coming. But, yeah, so Ice Cube's out doing his thing. So I got much respect to my boy, O'Shea Jackson. DVDs, we got Iron Man 2 starring Robert Downey Jr.
Love it.
We got Get Him to the Greek starring Russell Brand.
I absolutely love
that show. That movie was awesome. You got Frozen starring Shauna Ashmore and Emma Bell. For TV on DVD, we got Scrubs and Party Down, which, by the way, people at Starz, you guys dropped the ball on that one. Excellent show. Shout out to my man Martin Starr. That's one of my boys on Twitter. I'll be hollering at him. And celebrity birthdays, we've got...
Girl, holla!
Actress Janine Garofalo is 46.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mira Sorvino is 43. Moon Zappa is 43 and has absolutely no clue that it's his birthday.
That's correct.
If you see Moon, somebody please remind him that it is his birthday. We got actress Naomi Watts. She's 42.
No bell for Naomi Watts.
All right, Bean had to get his hands out of his pants.
I was just noticing that you thought Moon was a boy.
That was Moon? What
surprised me.
Well, did I say, oh, did
like
I say
you
he?
Could tell from that.
What,
Moon's a girl.
Like,
yeah,
you know, I always get Moon and Dweezil mixed up.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, but you know,
Moon's the sister.
Yeah, Moon's the sister. You know,
she doesn't know it's her birthday.
It's a unisex name.
Yeah,
you know, I know a dude named Moon. And, you know, we've also got, who else? Oh, Bam Margera, 30.
Yes.
Bam! Bam, it's your birthday!
Bam!
Where's Bam at, man? Bam, you got anything to say on your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, do the Mentos butt douche.
that's a classic there. You got rapper Young Jeezy is 33, and actress. Actually, can you still call yourself Young Jeezy at 33? I mean, shouldn't you just be at least Jeezy or like, you know.
At some point, you got to drop.
Yeah, at some point, you got to drop Young. You got to at least be like just Jeezy or something, you know. And girl, Hillary Duff is 23, and yeah, her little back fat arms are like 19. Yeah. Have you seen Hillary Duff's little wave bye-byes? You think Hayden Panettiere's built like a fullback? That chick right there, man. The Bears could have used her last night. Forte would have got like 100 extra yards. And that's your man. I'm your man, Anel Rivers, with the show biz.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Kevin, you have for many years mocked me for being the strongly worded letter guy. You always think it's a big waste of time because I sit down and I bang out a letter to somebody, right?
But you do it for real. Like, you'll write some grocery store, 7-Eleven or something, say you don't like the lids to their cups. Like, that's ridiculous. This guy F's with people. If you F'd with people, I would be in.
You'd have a lot of respect for the way I spend my time.
Yes.
I'm trying to change the world one time, small letter at a time, though.
Right, and you're not accomplishing anything.
Well, that's a good point.
At least this guy's entertaining.
I'm certainly not making money off of it, like our next guest, who is named John Lindsay. You can buy his book, Emails from an A-Hole, anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It looks very, very funny. The website is don'tevenreply.com, and John joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, John, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing great. Before we describe exactly what it is you do on don'tevenreply.com, tell us about you. How'd you get started screwing with people on the internet? What's your background?
Well, I've always gotten the kick out of screwing with people, no matter where it was, and when I was in school, I was really bored.
Yeah.
So during class, I would go on Craigslist just looking for victims to mess with, because they actually come to you when they want to buy something.
Here's a good example.
You don't have to go out looking for people.
Here's a good example.
An example would be.
Let me just give one. I was going to say he's got a Craigslist ad that says, "I'm looking to trade/barter my 1994 Jeep Wrangler. 140,000 miles, yellow, good condition, no cash. I will barter just about anything of equal value." So what he writes back is, "Hey, I saw your ad for the 94 Wrangler for barter. I will trade you my whore of a wife for that car." And then he goes on and talks about how bad she is, now she has sex with anybody that moves, and he thinks it's a good trade. And he writes back to these people, and they don't know, like, is he serious? Most of them are mad at him. They write back stuff that are really, like, what percentage of these people would you say are angry at you?
I'd say 90% of them are angry at me.
Well, that's your goal, right? I mean, even if it starts off a little tame, you manage to ratchet it up more and more with every response that you give to try to get them angry at you.
Yeah, I just want them angry or confused as to like why it's happening. Like that Wrangler guy, I faked an email copied to my wife about that, so she would read the thing about me calling her a whore, and then I just started a fake fight between me and my fake wife, including this guy on all those emails. So he's like in the middle of our fight all the time.
Boredom is a beautiful thing.
Funny.
It really is.
Tell our listeners, recap if you could, the most recent email exchange on don'tevenreply.com. The guy who was trying to move a 40-inch flat screen TV, or I guess he wanted to buy one, right? Yep. He was looking for somebody who might be able to sell him a used one, which sounds like an innocent and perfectly reasonable request and a great way to use Craigslist. What did you do to that poor sucker?
Well, first I offer him a TV to see what he wants, and he wants me to take it to his house. He says he doesn't have a car. And he didn't really even care what kind of TV it was. So,
but he wanted it for free, right?
He wanted it was like under $500.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'll bring it to your house, no problem. And a day goes by, and then I tell him, oh, I was stopping in Chester to buy some stuff, and I left it in the back of the truck. When I came out, it was gone. Chester's like a real bad area. So then I said, seeing how I promised you a TV and lost it, I'm still going to help you out. And I told him that I signed him up for a 2-year subscription to Plasma TV Enthusiast Weekly. I hooked him up with my discount, so it's only $63 a year.
Yeah. And he wrote back, "What the F are you doing? Take me off of that. I don't want a magazine." He's all ready to fight.
And then you just keep signing up for more and more subscriptions. No matter what he says, you find another magazine for him. And it's so hilarious because this guy must just be scratching his head going, how did this happen? I was just trying to buy a TV. Now this a-hole on the internet is signing me up for magazine subscriptions. And you're just laughing and laughing at this guy. And they have no way of finding out who you are. You're completely anonymous, right?
Yeah, unless they see the website, then I'm screwed.
Yeah, sure. Then you're screwed, exactly. How long's the book, Emails from an A-Hole, been out? And has that been moving pretty well for you?
Oh, yeah, it's been selling great. It's been out since April 1st.
Is this kind of a job for you now, John, or is it still something you're just doing as a hobby?
It's still a hobby. I'm still a student in school, but I do it in my spare time.
There's an ad. Going away on vacation, long hours at work, I provide professional and reliable care for your pets. So he makes up a character and writes back that he has a goldfish. And she says, oh, no problem. You just want me to feed it a couple days or what? And then he goes through this long diatribe about how he takes it on walks in the hole. Like he walks it around the neighborhood like several times a day and needs fresh water. And he makes it. I mean, he just goes on and on. It's like two pages worth.
Oh, my God.
So good.
What about you really put a lot of time and effort into the kitten rescue post on Don't Even Reply. This was somebody who was looking for a way to trap kittens, and you came up with something that maybe wasn't what the person was looking for, right?
Yeah. They wanted, like, those ones where the cat walks in there and it closes, and then you have, like, a cat in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this trap that just, like, destroys the animal, and I threw, like, fake blood over it and sent him a picture of it. And I'm still trying to pass it off as harmless. I'm like, oh, don't worry about that. That's juice the cat knocked over. It just hugs the cat until you can rescue him. That just freaks him out. And then I end up sending them the actual trap they were looking for, but it's still a bloody mess because there's, like, a shotgun hooked up to the end of it.
Oh, my God.
And they are writing back time after time, you're sick, and it's covered in blood, and what's wrong with you? And it's just so funny the way you screw with these people, John. You really have a talent for this, and obviously they wouldn't have put out a book on it if you didn't, but I mean, you trap these people and they don't know what to do with themselves, and it's so entertaining for us to follow, dude.
Yeah, well, it's strong. Emails from an A-Hole is the name of it, and it's written by John Lindsay. John, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. On the way, we got Rise Against, also Sublime. Right now, it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We put up a bunch of videos, a bunch of our favorites, if you go to kevinandbean.com. Some of them do not have audio, so you have to go just actually watch them. A lot of them are people falling because we're fascinated with people falling.
Because it's funny.
We love that so much. One of them is Ralph and Sharktopus.
If you haven't seen this yet, you owe it to yourself to at least go to kevinandbean.com and see the highlights of just Ralph's part in the sci-fi movie.
No, not just Ralph's part. Ralph and that chick.
Isn't that the bikini?
Who's she? She's the one you need to check out.
Okay.
What's her name, Mike? You were familiar with her. I think she's a former beauty pageant
Shandy
winner.
Shandy Finnessy.
Yes.
She's unbelievable.
She really is unbelievable. And yeah. I got to tell you, in a movie that's made to be bad, it really does seem like Ralph's the only one that got it.
Yeah.
It feels like other actors are really, like, trying to
Very
nail
earnest.
It. Yeah. Like they mean it. And Ralph's, like, playing it to be funny because he knows it's a ridiculous movie, but... You're not going to be able to take your... I mean, you'll hear him and you'll see Ralph, but you're not going to be able to take your eyes off Shandy. Okay. She's unbelievable.
I repeat, Sharktopus wants our virgins. So, all prospective candidates, please email your photos, preferably nudes, to CaptainJack@pvpirateradio.com. I wish there was another way. I'm sorry. This is our only hope. Damn you, Sharktopus!
This is a moment with an NFL referee. Now... We do the moments with ourselves because we mess up so much. And then we take the piece of tape, we feature it, we play it back 100 times, and we laugh at the person who did it. These poor NFL referees, they have that little microphone, and they have to explain to the crowd what just went on. And sometimes it's super confusing.
Especially in this case, this was this weekend's game, right, with the Cowboys and the Texans. And there were something like three or four flags on the play, and the ref is having so much trouble trying to keep them all straight so that he can then tell the crowd and the teams what's going to happen.
It was awesome. I felt like I was watching myself as an NFL referee.
Unnecessary, after the play was over, unnecessary roughness on number 52. Excuse me a minute.
Okay.
So
So,
so he stops and he walks over to the other refs to talk with them. Commercial. Like, to say, I'm not sure
what... He's not laughing. Okay. Who says these officials take themselves too seriously?
What? Okay.
At least he smiled. He did. He did. So there are multiple fouls on the play. Unnecessary roughness on the kicking team number 92. 52.
whatever number.
Receiving team number 57. Those fouls offset. There's also a holding number 92 on the return team. All those fouls offset at the spot of that foul. First down, Dallas.
whichever team you are. The guys in the blue.
We all know, I'm more than most, but you all know that when you get in that spiral where you're just going down and you're confused and there's no way to get from where you are to where you should be, which is explaining it clearly.
Oh, that was awesome.
But he's doing it on TV and in front of 80,000 people or something like that who are hanging on his every word. Oh, the pressure.
We talked to Adrian Grenier about his movie Teenage Paparazzo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a commercial for that, and it's with Vince from ShamWow, and he's doing a commercial for the celeb suit, and the celeb suit is like the Hurt Locker suit, is if anybody or the astronaut. It's like a full body suit with a mask, so that celebrities can actually go out and shop and not get hassled.
My name is Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
I have come here.
And that's not this one.
No, that's not it at all.
This is Rowdy Piper, who's fighting. Just leave it there, right? Just leave it there. Who's fighting childhood obesity? Rowdy Piper,
okay.
And he really takes it seriously.
My name is Rowdy Piper, and I have come here to fight childhood obesity. So if you are a child and I catch you eating unhealthy, I will fight you.
He picks up a little kid and body slams him to the ground.
Oh, man.
Really funny.
Poor kid's trying to have a potato chip, and Rowdy Piper jumps out from behind his couch and throws him to the ground. I mean, it's pretty rough.
All right, remember all that stuff about the celeb suit? That's
yes.
This one. Yes.
Okay.
Are you tired of being scrutinized and exploited? Fear no more. I got a new product that I know you're going to freak out over. Celeb suit. Go shopping. No one's stopping you. Kim Kardashian uses it when she hits the stores. They're going to love this. I don't know how this thing works. I'm a high school dropout.
I like to dance to my own music, you know what I mean? But I can't in public without feeling like a thanks to Celeb Suit, I have to worry. Thanks, Celeb Suit.
It's funny, they got Kim Kardashian and Kid Cudi and a bunch of celebrities that are Kristen Cavallari who are kind of playing along with it, and they put on the Celeb Suit and they go out shopping so people can't see them.
I didn't remember Vince from the ShamWow commercials as having his eyes so honked up like they look in this commercial.
He has seen better days.
Yeah. I mean, the last time he was in the news was when he beat up Bette Hooker. And I wonder if that was a result of, you know, that's what happened to his face. But it was rough.
Yeah,
eyes are going in different directions.
And he's kind of fat.
Yeah.
What happened to him? What happened to Vince from ShamWow? This is called Owl Movie Mania. And this owl movie, I mean, it's got all of us on the edge of our seats because the owls fly around.
They sure are guardians of something.
They guard stuff.
It's been great so far. I mean, when you're waiting for a new owl movie, time just passes.
It really flies.
Time flies. Right. That's what we say.
Everyone with at least half a brain is definitely excited about this movie coming out, so we're just trying to get ahead of the game because I don't want some little asshole jumping in line and asking questions the whole time during the movie with their mom. What's that on their face? It's a beak. Shut up and enjoy the movie, you know? So
so that's comedy. And then Jimmy Kimmel, we always play this week in Unnecessary Censorship, and that's up on our site as well. But Jake Bird is the best.
Yes.
And he started showing up, I think, during the Michael Jackson trial.
I think
he shows
right.
up at all the celebrity trials. He shows up,
and he is taking the side of the people who are speaking, but he butts his way in and he starts saying stuff in support, but they don't want his support. All of a sudden they start backing off. So he was at the Lindsay Lohan hearing, and you have to picture it in the steps up to the courthouse. They've got it's roped off, all the press is behind it, the police come in, the sheriffs are everywhere.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're doing a press conference, and Jake Bird is there, and he's just trying his best to disrupt everything that's going on.
This is so intense. Oh, my God. Why can't she just huff gas like a normal person?
She looks great and not high at all.
Do you think that she deserves to go back to jail, or do you think that she should go to rehab?
I don't think either. You know what? She slipped up one time, which is hardly any times. It's one more time than zero times. And if that's a crime, then so is murder. They're only picking on her because she's a ginger and she does cocaine.
Well, that's a funny. So Michael Lohan is giving a press conference, and he butts in, and he's shouting stuff, and Michael turns around and looks at him. He's trying to figure out what's going on. It's the best. It's the best. And as you heard, he gets interviewed by other, you know, press that are there. He gets thrown out by the sheriffs. I mean, it's really good stuff. Go to KevinandBean.com for the internet roundup.
Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
Going to be looking for guys in about 15 minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show who have recently cried for an embarrassing reason. That's going to be the topic on the table. It happened to one of our own this past weekend. We'll tell you that story and take your calls coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, though, I got some great news for those of you like me who love the Wheel-O Bad Animal Voices.
Because it's always good.
Because it's always awesome. It's always fun. We always love it. Mm-hmm. Ralph Garman's usually trying to rain on our parade. He's off this week, so we don't even have to fight with him about it.
Yay.
We can just get right into spinning the wheel.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land? Don't know. It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Just too many good stories. Just too many good stories. We need more information on them, and we just don't have time.
All right. And how refreshing is it to not have Dr. Doom in here going, oh, it's lame. Oh, you shouldn't call and talk to the animals. Oh, no one wants to hear that. It's just great. I love that we can do this and enjoy it today.
But now we need Omar to redo the song, because that is also insulting to the bit. All right. We got the Hurricane Chimp. I don't even remember what that is. Mm-mm. We have Merlin the iPad Dolphin.
Okay. We love that. I hope it lands on that.
The Badass Japanese Gangster Monkey. Okay. We have the Drunk Australian Parrots, the Drunk South African Baboons, Percy the Albino Squirrel, the Percy. Female snail with penis head, human-faced lamb in heaven.
Which we're never going to land on,
which we're
on,
never
going
to
sure.
do. Renegade kangaroo, tweeting Ugandan gorillas, Japanese attack bear.
Wow.
So a lot of options.
All right, let's spin the wheel and find out who we're calling on the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
All right. It's the Badass Gangster Monkey.
Woo!
Come on! I have some news audio for this one.
All right.
福岡県三島市で今週に入り合わせて 25人が猿に襲われました。隣の裾野市でも昨日以降12人が被害を受けたことが分かり、市や警察で中止。That's Japanese.
Yeah, that's what's going on? What are they? I heard Mishima. That's the only thing I heard.
Know. All I know is that they're offering rewards for this badass monkey that is terrorizing the city. So maybe we better call.
Okay.
You know
we're
what I mean?
Calling right to
Mishima,
it.
Japan, in yes. the foothills of Mount Fuji. Apparently, 100 people have been attacked by a gang of marauding Japanese monkeys. So let's see if we can get somebody on the phone here. Hello.
Arigato.
Hi. Arigato to you as well. Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show calling from America. Who's this, please?
I'm a badass monkey, man.
Oh, this is the monkey. Oh, right. Fantastic. We were going to call and ask about you.
That's right.
You are a Japanese gangster monkey?
Correct. I mean my poo-ha. Shooting poo with my other badass monkey, gangster.
Okay, so the city has finally decided to place a bounty on your head. They are looking for people to capture you because you have created such a frenzy there in Japan.
Put as many bounty as you want on me. You can't stop me.
Why don't they just come to your pool hall?
You just seem easy to get.
Because I will get away in my super fast Supra. I am the best drifting driver in all of Noragata.
Oh, is that right? You're a drifter?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you
You should see my girlfriend. She holds umbrella over me.
Is that right?
That's right. I have covered in dragon tattoos. I'm so badass.
You are badass. Wow, for a monkey, I guess.
Oh, yeah, so badass.
You have been described by the police as being hairy, armed, and dangerous.
Very armed, very dangerous. MP5 and ninja sword. Come and get it. Heist.
What?
That's right.
So you know how to fight as well.
Oh, man, I fight, I smoke parliament, and I shoot pool.
Yeah, that's
I'm
pretty
one badass.
Badass
Japanese monkey.
Those must be low pool tables, because you're not. Doesn't look like you're very tall.
Listen, idiot, I'm a monkey. I can climb all over trees. You don't think I climb on pool hall?
All right, I just didn't know if they were built for you. Or...
What?
What does that mean?
I was talking to Seto-san. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Hey, what is your name, Japanese gangster monkey? I don't think we remembered to ask.
My name is Masachi-san. Kenji Horagatsu Nonshi Masachi-san. You can call me Patrick.
That does make it easier.
Oh, my parents love dirty dancing.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah,
why is it you and your gang are going around biting people? What's in it for you?
Because we have to instill respect in this town. let everybody know we run this town.
Okay. Okay. I mean, are you in charge of City Hall?
I'm in charge of the entire city.
The economy? Everything?
Everybody come bow down to Massachusetts.
Is that right?
That's right. But you can call me Patrick.
Patrick, right.
Patrick, right. Okay. Well, good luck then. I hope you're able to avoid the law. It sounds like you got a pretty good deal out there.
That's right. I'm running this place, man. I've got more Hello Kitty dolls. And my car is so low with giant exhaust pipes, so come and get it.
Did you say Ichiro?
Oh, I love Ichiro, man. 200 hits, 10 seasons in a row. Can you believe it? Oi!
Yeah, Ichiro to you as well, sir.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. The last time you cried, guys, we're looking for you coming up in about 10 minutes. And Bean's Death Corner all coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, it's producer Alex filling in for Ralph Garman in the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
All right, we got a quickie here. That's a quickie.
That is what she said.
30 Seconds to Mars is going to release their Kanye West collaboration. Did you know that they even collaborated?
No, but I'm excited. Yeah.
I know. Apparently on November 2nd, 30 Seconds to Mars are putting out a deluxe edition of their album, This Is War. And it's going to boast a new track called Hurricane featuring Kanye West.
Love it.
Jared Leto described the collaboration to MDV News as, quote, a collision of two worlds and a completely unexpected surprise.
Take it easy.
Awesome. All right. Lea Michele from Glee versus JWoww from Jersey Shore. Apparently they were both offered to pose naked in Playboy.
Right.
Lea Michele, you know, she's really skinny now. She's a vegan.
A little too skinny.
She's going to lose her boobs.
No. Yeah.
Stop it. No, the nose is not going to get any smaller. Sorry. Apparently, Playboy offered her over $500,000.
Wow.
And she turned it down.
Wow.
Which is weird because she appeared nude on Broadway that Lisa probably saw on a show called Spring Awakening.
Oh, yeah.
So good enough
for
Broadway.
But it's very different. It's very different. It's kind of
airbrushed
shadowed.
Playboy. That's what I want.
Yeah. It's very different. People see Playboy.
Oh. Yowza. Well,
but the truth is, though, that she can't do that with the fan base, the young people fan base that they have on Glee.
Kim Kardashian did it. She's got a young fan base. She's trying to sell makeup to me in Sephora.
She did more than that.
I know.
By the way.
And apparently JWoww initially received $200,000, turned it down, and then she got her fee doubled. So she's getting $400,000, but she has to be completely nude.
Oh.
Below the belt, if you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I think we
not
do.
The fake
sure?
celebrity
below,
nude.
Not upstairs. My favorite part of this article, though, is apparently Playboy offered Justin Bieber's mom $50,000.
Is she hot? I haven't seen her. She's probably young enough.
She's a mom.
I know, but
nobody wants a mom. $50,000.
$50,000?
All right. Somebody call Annie. We have a new celebrity hoarder. K-Fed.
Is a celebrity hoarder?
According to the National Enquirer, he fears people are going to learn personal information from his discarded trash. So instead of, you know, going to Office Depot and buying a $5 paper shredder, he's just keeping it in the house.
What?
So he's got cigarette butts, rotting fish, old diapers.
Rotting fish?
That's according to this report.
Old diapers? What can they learn from that?
Just go to Target, get a little thing, chop it up, throw it out.
Who's even looking for K-Fed information anymore? I mean, really, since he was with Britney.
All right, and last but not least, we are getting Bean a TV show. You ready for this?
Okay.
So CBS already has a new show based on Twitter, S My Dad Says, starring William Shatner.
Right.
Well, since that is apparently the way to go, they've picked another new show from Twitter.
Boring Tweets with Bean.
Based off a Twitter feed called, Shh, Don't Tell Steve.
Apparently, don't tell Steve.
According to the Twitter bio, it's a Twitter page where I secretly tweet about what my roommate Steve is doing at all times. I have some examples for you.
What? That's a TV show?
Yes. Shh, don't tell Steve. Steve on TV premiere week, quote, "You are not making me watch the dancing washed up stars results show. We are watching NCIS," end quote. That'll be an episode, guys.
That's an episode.
All right, here's another one. Steve rejected my first outfit for dinner. Steve says, quote, "We're going baller tonight. That means no jeans and wear jewelry if you have it," end quote. Not surprisingly, Ashton Kutcher will produce. Bean, get ready. Get ready for a laugh track. You're going to be on CBS.
This is too good for that.
Yeah,
I think. And I never thought I'd say that.
Happy birthday to Naomi Watts. Ding. Fedor Emelianenko.
Close enough.
All right. Young Jeezy, Bam Margera, and Hilary Duff. I am Alex. That is your Showbiz Beat.
Okay. Hey, party people. It is Tuesday. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, looking ahead toward the rest of the week, Joshua Jackson will be on talking about Fringe, Dr. Drew. Trent Reznor stops by to talk about the music he composed for the new Social Network movie. We got Mr. Movie Phone on the show, comedian Kevin Nealon, Petros Papadakis. A lot of good stuff still coming up this week on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Let's talk about the last time you cried for an embarrassing reason. And this has to be mainly guys, I think, because girls are more apt to cry, and they're less embarrassed by it. They're less
girls cry at everything, by the way.
Yeah. Right, but fine, but they're not embarrassed. The thing is, guys who cry at the wrong times are embarrassed by it and should be, by the way. Psycho Mike being one. This is where the topic came from. Psycho Mike was doing a toast.
My speech as the best man at my friend's wedding over the weekend, and I cried.
In front of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come, Mike? Tell me what was going on.
It's a very emotional moment for me. He's my best friend. It means a lot to me. And I don't know. I was kind of just like recounting all the time that we'd spent together and how many times he's been there to support me, even though I was probably wrong and bad.
So you were sad that you were losing a lover?
No.
Now, did you just... your eyes get wet, or start sobbing ground, pounding your fists and kicking your feet?
Let me be clear here. There was no there was no gurgling. There was no snot bubbles. There was nothing of that. But it's like there were tears in my eyes, and a couple times during the speech, I had to stop and
wow. I would have heckled you so hard right then.
And by the way, in those seconds that you took to compose yourself and everybody is quiet and everybody is looking at you, those seconds had to feel like hours.
Yeah, they did. And like you said, Bean, pin drop silence.
Yeah, of course.
In an outdoor 250 person wedding.
I wish I was
you
there.
You could hear nothing.
I would have shouted in the silence. I would have shouted, "Are you crying?"
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
There's no crying in Best Man Toast. Did you? Were you surprised that you had written the speech out ahead of time, knew what you were going to say? Were you surprised at how emotional it was for you?
Yeah, I was, and I think I was just overwhelmed by the moment and how much it meant to me, and it kind of hit me at that moment while I was standing in front of everybody. And I didn't really write anything out. I just kind of wanted to talk to people about how much he meant to me.
Right.
So, like I said, I think it just
what it was like in bed.
I think
that.
It just all overwhelmed me. But I wasn't. I think I was instinctively embarrassed because I'm a guy and people saw. But I don't think that it was too embarrassing a moment to cry.
It was.
Lisa, let me ask you this. If you're a woman at that wedding and Mike's tearing up as he says things about his best friend getting married, what's that do to you?
Pussy.
What? I didn't ask what he'd get. I asked what it did to you.
I didn't mean that's what he'd get.
Really? So that doesn't make you warm and fuzzy that he's a sensitive man, huh?
No.
She's like, wow,
he's gay.
All right, so Psycho Mike comes back for the weekend, and he, you know, I got to give him credit. He volunteered. We never would have known otherwise. He brought up that he had cried, and we made fun of him because that's embarrassing. But then I guess a conversation sprung from that involved Dave the King of Mexico and the last time he cried. What happened there?
Well, I was watching the latest season of So You Think You Can Dance, and...
Whoa!
It gets better! It gets better! Hold on!
How
hold
can
on.
It get better?
It gets better. So, they had a contemporary dance to the song Fix You by Coldplay.
Right.
I know
that's
this
kind of a sad
one.
Song. All right.
Yeah, and it was just a sad, awesome dance. And
a sad,
wait,
awesome dance.
Is this happening?
Now, wait. Yes, now wait.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Mike grew up with this guy.
Yeah.
All right, you're off the hook, Mike. You were watching So You Think You Can Dance. You didn't know anyone there?
No,
they were
not
long time friends.
Nothing.
So, Fix You by Coldplay comes on.
Yeah.
Which is a melancholy type song. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just doing this slow contemporary dance, and it was...
What happened? Did someone break a leg?
No, it was just so beautiful that I started crying.
Oh, come on, Dave.
I was overwhelmed by him opening up with, so I was watching So You Think You Can Dance.
No, that's a good show, by the way. I'll stand by that.
Oh, stop it.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, because this is very important. A lot of times these shows try their best to give you a really touching backstory. They try this on American Idol a lot. Oh, my mom has cancer.
Exactly.
My dad's going to die. This is his dream for me. So they try to
that's
get
exactly
you emotionally.
What
did they do that or
they
not?
Did
you
that
didn't
to me.
Mention
they
that.
Got me.
You said it was just
I
a sad
know,
dance.
But it was just a great dance. And the story, like there was a whole time, and you know, and I was close to what they were talking about, and it just all tied together, and it was just like a, you know, it just came out, and I was like, oh, crap. And, dude, I have a black heart, man. I don't cry.
You don't.
I do not cry.
You do have a black
and
heart. That's true.
And this freaking show got me. And I only not cry, like, not a couple of tears. I was bawling.
Oh,
and this
man.
Sucked. Luckily, I was by myself, and no one would ever find out. So,
King?
Yeah.
Gay! All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520- 1067. I agree,
that's
but let's try. Let's try Rick. He's on line three again. Toll free 1-800-520-1067. Guys, the last time you cried for an embarrassing reason, is it worse than Dave crying? And so you think you can dance? That is definitely the one to beat. Hi, Rick. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the show. What happened, dude?
Good morning, folks. I cry every single time I hear the Deck Captors Cutie song, "I'll Follow You Into the Dark."
Well, because it's related to someone you know. It was your song. What? There's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason tied into it. But
all right, well, then it's not that bad. I mean, if it's like...
No, it is.
Are
you crying right now?
It is gay. Yeah, it's true. But I'm saying, like, was it your song and then you broke up or something?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay, so no.
All right.
Bad.
Yeah, he's lying after I will follow you after you fart?
My song? My parody song?
yeah, all
right. Like, the sappy song that you cry for, I can understand if they played it at your mom's funeral.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If there's a tie-in to you personally, like Dave had, but so you think,
wait
he didn't have that at all.
Dude, be a man, dude. Step up. Don't cry to that.
You cried at Step Up also?
No, you didn't. I'm saying, look.
The girl broke my heart.
Wait, shut up.
Wait, you're making fun of him?
Yeah,
you
cried over a chick, dude.
So
come
you
on.
Think you can dance?
Yeah, I had cancer and stuff, dude. This is just a chick.
Wow.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I cried during the last episode of Lost, says Andre. Nobody saw me except my girlfriend, but she was giving me a hard time because I didn't cry the day our daughter was born. I keep telling her not to expect me to cry at our wedding next month. I keep telling her I don't have happy tears, but I have sad tears, like when my favorite TV show that I followed and obsessed for over 6 years comes to an end. So he cried at Lost.
It is funny when people who aren't generally emotional, like there's the one thing that gets them. That's really weird.
I think that's what amplified the embarrassment for me is that out of all the best men and groomsmen that spoke, I was the one that they would least expect to do that. You know?
Yeah, you would be the one who they would expect to take off your pants.
And everyone else is cracking jokes, and I get up there and I'm Mr. Somber. So, oh man.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Your call is coming up next. You know the topic. The last time, guys, that you cried and you're embarrassed about it. We're gonna ask you to put yourself out there to be humiliated. 1-800-520-1067.
It's not that bad. When you'll have to beat so you think you can dance. Like,
that's true.
Your stories are better.
You will be Clint Eastwood compared to Dave. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I'm sorry, I don't have the list in front of me. Who sings that song, Kevin? I didn't
That would be Bush. Who played out at Epicenter.
Oh, where
did
you know
first
they were still
together?
Didn't know that.
No, they just got back together.
Oh, all right.
First concert together in 9 years or something like that. Did you see them?
Yeah, I did see them. Yeah, they were good. You know, they're Bush.
They have a lot more songs than you remember, by the way, once you see them up on stage. All right, we're taking your calls right now. Bean's Death Corner right around the, corner coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Dave the King of Mexico cried at a dance number on So You Think You Can Dance. That's the one to beat right now. Psycho Mike got the topic started by crying while giving a speech at a wedding this past weekend where he was the best man. We're looking for your embarrassing times, guys, that you cried. Let's try Jacob. He's on line five to get us started here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jacob. Thanks for hanging on. What's going on, dude?
Hello?
And done. And gone.
Oh, just click. He was there for 1 second.
Let's try Caleb, line three. Caleb, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
Hello.
Where'd you cry at?
It was a lone street performer. He was playing the violin at Downtown Disney. I was walking with my wife, and I don't know, we just stopped to listen. You know, these guys that have their table set up with their CDs for sale and everything.
So he was playing a violin, and he was asking for tips?
No, I mean, he was just playing.
Okay.
You know, they've got their hat out or whatever.
Was he playing a song that meant something to you?
Not really. It was time to say goodbye, time to say goodbye, that kind of thing. But it was no vocals.
No. Did your wife leave you?
So was it so emotional to see this guy just standing on the street creating beautiful art, and it was just such a surprise to you to come across it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a musician, you know, for fun. I enjoy doing it, but it was weird. I was like, what's this salty, liquidy substance coming from my eyes?
Whoa!
From his eyes.
Okay. Oh, eyes. Okay.
Don't be such a pussy.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's try Tim, line four. Boy, we're getting a wide range of things that cause men to cry. Hi, Tim, you're up next. What happened?
What's up, Kevin and Flash? What's going on, guys?
Yeah, I cried like a punched baby when I killed a possum. I was a newbie on a job site. Yeah, it wasn't my fault though. I was the newbie on a job site, and they made me go and get like they thought was a dead possum underneath the gang box. So
right.
I took my shovel to go over and pick up the dead possum, put it in the dumpster. So I really never gave too much thought where the term playing possum comes from. So when I went to grab the possum, it hissed and tried to bite me, so I brutalized it with the shovel.
Just out of reflex, I imagine.
I didn't try it. It was just an instinct. It tried to bite me, so I felt horrible about it.
It had it coming. Possums are sucky animals.
And I just started crying, and the job foreman, he almost made me go home because he thought I was such a wuss. So.
Yeah, I mean, on a construction site, if you're crying over the possum, that does not look good for you.
Yeah, a possum tried to bite me no less, so yeah.
Thank you for the call. By the way, I have 3 different emails so far from people who cried at the end of Halo Reach. What's that about?
Oh, my God!
What?
Really?
You mean because they looked forward to it for so long and then they conquered it or something?
I don't know, because I don't know how that story ends.
There's a cinematic kind of display at the end of that game. I have not seen
it,
but
I'm... Let's talk to Brandon. Maybe that's what Brandon's calling
about. Oh, he's got one. Okay, great.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Is that the game you're calling about?
Actually, you know what? I did get a little emotional on that one, but that's not the one I'm calling about.
You're calling about a different one.
Yeah, I actually called. I almost cried at the end of Metal Gear Solid. Yeah. I don't know. It was like a really emotional moment. I thought, it might be the last time I play as this character, and they set it up really good. It was just like the music. It just tears to my eyes.
Wow. Yeah.
That wasn't the only one. One of my friends almost cried during it, too. So.
Yeah, don't tell us about your friend.
You were the only one. He just said that to make you feel better. All right, Brandon, that is weak sauce. Thanks for the call. Morning, guys. And Lisa May says, Jennifer, I had to write in and tell you about my ex-boyfriend. We'd been together for about 2 years, and we had talked in the past about bringing another girl into the bedroom.
All right.
Well, one night we're at a concert with a group of friends, and one of the girls in the group, who was totally hot and totally into me. So I asked my boyfriend, hey, should we proposition her? And she agreed. He was into it at first, but then we were on our way out. He broke down and started crying and said he didn't want to share me. WTF, I'd already been making out with this girl. By the way, we broke up about 6 months later. He didn't shed a tear then. I'm pretty sure he was gay. Yeah. So he broke down crying after she and this hot chick agreed to a threesome. Oh, what's up with that?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's bizarre.
That's common.
All right. I think Colin is the one that we'll go out on. He's online, too. If Colin's story is true, then Dave is off the hook.
I don't know. Let's check. Hey, Colin.
What's up, party people?
Hi.
Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Colin.
What'd you cry at?
A Craft Brewer DVD. I just started working for a brewery, and they sent me home with, the opening orientation package.
Like an instructional DVD of what to expect on the job?
No, it was just like a, kind of introduction to the industry.
Here's how we brew beer.
Yeah, 7-minute clip of a bunch of different brewers and all things.
But was that, you were crying like, were you crying at your good fortune of working at a brewery?
No, it was like the self-realization of, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. It's all dawned upon me. This is where I need to be going in the direction.
Okay, but they were still brewing beer in the video, right?
Yeah, but that's
They weren't chopping up babies to put them in the video, and that was the horror that you discovered when you started crying. It was just guys stirring, right? I mean, that's basically what it was.
Wow, this is the greatest thing ever.
I'm down with Colin because if
really?
You
really,
well, if you love beer, this is your dream come true. Don't you think?
God.
Let's say you love beer. I know you don't, but let's say you love beer. All right. You work for a brewery. You go, yes, life couldn't get any better. That's one of those moments.
But I can see being excited about it. I can see enjoying it. I can't see crying over it.
Well, I can't either, really, but I think Dave still wins with So You Think You Can Dance. I mean,
I agree.
At least this guy's got beer involved.
That as well.
All right. I'm sure you do, because otherwise it would be you. Thanks for the call.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for a new edition of Bean's Death Corner.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kitties around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
It is true that I do love death. I love the story behind the story. And there have been so many great Beans Death's Corner stories lately that we haven't been able to put them all on the air. And very, very soon we are going to be introducing that as a bonus feature on the Kevin and Bean app for iPhone. Which I'm very excited about. Apparently that is happening, and it's happening very, very soon. I think we have a meeting today on the Kevin and Bean app for iPhone. Wow. And there will be lots of new things for you on there, including...
Here's what's strange about this, though, is that Bean, like, if you talk about an animal dying, Bean will punch you right in the face.
Me too.
Well, that is sad.
But then if a human dies, Bean loves that.
It's all good.
Like, more than most. Like, even the non-funny deaths, Bean's happy about.
I wrote a strongly worded letter to HBO last night about their cockfighting on Eastbound and Down this week, by the way. That's how outraged I was about that. Oh. But when the people die, I love that. And because there's plenty, we can always make more. and I know I have lots of correspondents out there, and I bet 50 times yesterday I was alerted to the story of James Haselden, the British businessman who owns the Segway company. You know the Segway? You jump on those and you use your body?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The two-wheeled thing that you stand up on? Yeah.
At one time, they thought that was going to change the world, if you recall. Well, here's the man who owns the company and was out on his Segway when he took it 30 feet over a cliff and died in a river. Now, you honestly can't beat owner of Segway company dies in a Segway accident. You can't. I mean, The Onion would. Yes, he was the head of the company.
Good.
He owned it and he died. His own product that made him millions killed him.
Man.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty unbelievable. And by the way, Kevin, I know you've been on a Segway. I've been on a Segway. They're phenomenal. I can't get my head around how unbelievable the technology is that you can just tilt.
They're cool.
And it'll go 40 miles an hour if you want.
A friend of mine has it, but then what do you do with it?
I don't know. There's really nowhere to ride them.
Right. I don't
know. Except over cliffs.
But what a shame. What a shame to have invented something that's so technologically a miracle and not really be able to find any kind of widespread use for it. That was supposed to change the way cities looked, if you recall, when it came out.
Have you ever seen a mall cop on one of those?
Yeah. Only in the movies.
They use them for real, and it makes it way worse. You go, oh, wow, what a loser.
I think you're right. I think the mall cops kind of ruined it for the rest of us.
And during the Olympics, I remember the kind of Chinese paramilitary and security were really badass, decked out in like full suits with MP5s and the whole deal, but they were on Segways and they lost all credibility. Yeah, you were not intimidated at all.
You go, look, I could outrun a guy on a Segway, but not a guy that is fast on his feet.
Right,
right. That happened in England yesterday. Now we move to St. Petersburg, Florida. A tree trimmer died Saturday after getting tangled in a rope being fed into a wood chipper. And I know when anytime you hear wood chipper, you think the movie Fargo, right? This incident happened while a 5-man crew was trimming branches along a trail in Hillsborough County. The worker was feeding branches into the running wood chipper when he got caught in a rope entwined in the branches.
How long was the rope? Was it like 100 feet? And he had plenty of time to think about it?
Imagine what it's like if you're one of the other guys on the crew and you're watching this dude. He's caught up in the rope and it's pulling him closer and closer and closer to the machine. As he fought being pulled into the machine, the force of the rope pulling into the wood chipper killed him. He was dead before he got to the machine the rope.
That's best case scenario.
You don't want to
get chewed up.
But why didn't someone turn off the machine if people are watching?
Maybe they didn't like him.
They were probably YouTubing it. They were probably shooting video of it. Oh, this is going to be so funny when I put this up later. So he did. And finally, and this is the second death by lawnmower that I've seen in the last month. It's crazy. Here's a Massachusetts golf course groundskeeper, 18 years old, who drowned after being trapped under a lawnmower in a golf course water hazard.
What?
How about that?
What was a lawnmower doing in a water hazard?
He fell into it. He was mowing the golf course, and the riding lawnmower that he was on, you know, he went a little bit too close as he was trimming the grass and fell into the water hazard. It flipped upside down. He was stuck under it.
And trapped him. Wow.
And drowned. He was 18 years old. He was down there for about 20 minutes before they were able to pull him out, and he was dead. I mean, that's not a way to go. I mean, golf's a sucky sport, but you shouldn't get killed, right?
Yeah, great.
This has been another edition of Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
O-Bean loves death. O-Bean loves death.
O-Bean loves death so much.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. An all-time record, 130 years of record-keeping in Southern California yesterday. Los Angeles downtown, 113 degrees. Everyone was melting except our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin and Bean listener Anell Rivers, because that's this is nothing compared to where you're from, right,
no,
Anell?
No, sir, no, sir. You know, hey, man, I'm telling you right now, black people hug a slave trader, okay? Because it's like this every day in Africa. That's right. That's all I'm saying. I don't necessarily agree with slavery, but I'm not mad at the outcome. That's all I'm saying.
Because you ended up here where it's cool compared to where you came from.
I picked the wrong summer to be fat, black, and have dreadlocks. Let me tell you guys.
Yeah. That was that does not look comfortable, no, I will tell you that.
That is a bad combination.
Ralph is off filming a movie this week, so we are all doing our part to fill in for the showbiz bean. We're always happy to have Mr. Rivers stop by so he can tell us what's up.
Instead of the regular sound effect, though, he insists on Bean saying,
"Girl, holla!" That's right, because that's our role. Now, before I get started here, we have a little contest giveaway here going on.
Okay.
Now, basically, what we've got here is the new movie, My Soul to Take. Okay? Now, we've got a pair of passes, all right, to the K-Rock advanced screening of Wes Craven's new suspense thriller, My Soul to Take. All right, and this opens Friday, October 8th. Now, the way this is going to work is I need the first five listeners to call in, okay? 1-800-520-1067. All right, when you get through the chip, you got to drop a girl holla, girl holla. There you go.
If they don't say that, they don't win.
She's going to just hang up on you.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to let you guys know right now, Chip, she's hardcore.
She means business.
We are designing a tattoo for me right now.
You know she's a black belt?
Is she?
Yes, yeah. I'm not kidding.
A black belt in what?
I don't know. Karate or something.
I don't know. Chip?
Taekwondo?
I want to challenge Chip to a fight.
She'd wreck you. Chip, by the way, is like 4 foot tall.
She's like 4 feet
tall. She would wreck you.
Really?
Yep.
You think so?
Yep.
She's probably got a good inside muscle game, man. I'm going to leave Chip alone.
So, 1-800-520-1067. First five people who say that phrase that pays win tickets to go see the new Wes Craven film ahead of when it opens on October 8th.
I'm sorry. Did you just drop the phrase that pays?
I did. Yes. I did. Thank you, Flash.
Yeah, a little Flash Philip Hello. All right, so check this out. I got breaking news. Breaking news, breaking news. Hot the press. Check this out. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its 2011 induction nominees.
Now, these are people, they have to have been making music for 20 years?
Something like that.
Their first album has to have come out at least 25 years ago in order for them to be eligible. And every year they nominate 10 or 15 or something like that, and then they vote in, I think, 5 or 6.
Okay, now, as you guys know, I am black.
Right.
Okay, so I've never heard of some of these names before. I'm gonna start with the people I have heard of, okay?
Okay, all right.
We got LL Cool J.
Sure.
Okay, my man Uncle L, the Future of the Funk. Congratulations to LL Cool J. All right, we've got Donna Summer. You know, of course I know about some Donna Summer.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Now does she belong in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though?
Nope,
I mean, I know that the definition is pretty wide of what's considered rock and roll, but I don't think anything Donna Summer does is considered rock and roll.
I think Donna Summer is hardcore.
Rock and roll just sort of seems like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just sort of seems like it means music, though.
Well, I mean, understand.
It shouldn't be rock and roll, but
when Donna Summer was huge, she was huge,
right,
though.
But she wasn't rock, ever.
Well, I mean, but she was the queen of disco.
Okay, well, there should be a disco Hall of Fame.
So you saying disco doesn't rock?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes,
I'll see you in the parking lot, sir. I've had enough of a good day to you. Okay. Now, I've got some other here. Help me out here. I've got a group called Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got a Nile Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Okay.
Right.
A Lice Copper.
You understand that Anell can't go home to his neighborhood if he admits he's heard of Neil Diamond on the program.
We've got another person by the name of Jay Giles Band. Okay, and then the last one here I've heard of, the Beastie Boys. I've heard of them. Those are those nice Jewish boys from Uptown, right?
Correct.
I've heard of them. They're very good.
And they need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've earned it. They deserve it.
Now, the Beastie Boys are rock and roll.
Absolutely.
I give the Beastie Boys props, but I don't know. Beastie Boys, Donna Summer, that's a toss-up, man. I don't know which one I'm going to go with there.
I don't think so, because I think the Beastie Boys have a rock and roll attitude and sensibility. I mean, and they have, you know, rock and guitars in a lot of their songs, too. I'm totally down with that.
Plus, remember this?
Playing long, busted in, said, "What's on your mind?"
Remember this?
Yeah. Oh, mommy, just chillin', since it's big and rich boys.
Worst remake ever.
Sing it if you know it.
You gotta fight for your right to play.
All right, so Big Head in the other room says that their first album was considered punk, so maybe that helps.
Oh, the Beastie Boys?
Yeah,
well, you know, I think I was in sixth grade when that first album dropped, man. It was pretty hardcore. The Beastie Boys,
License Ill.
Yeah.
I mean, when they started License to Ill, it was almost as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, their idea of being kind of a parody of the Uptown homeboys that they saw in New York. They're all their early work was punk rock.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree.
Beastie Boys was terrible. They were a terrible punk rock.
I agree. Beastie Boys, they're not more rock than Donna Summer, and I'm standing by that.
They're way more rock than Donna Summer.
Like I said,
how dare you?
You're going to get cut.
Okay, that's not going to change the fact that Donna Summer's not rock.
You keep talking bad about my girl Donna Summer, man. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna get my homegirl on the phone, and she's gonna cut you, man.
Chip is a black belt; she'll take you out.
She'll
defend me.
I will roll Chip up into a little ball and stuff her into my ass.
Okay.
All right, girl, holla! All right, so check this out, man. Look, I've been over this before. I'm going to go ahead and reiterate myself.
All right.
Black people.
Yes.
When you see a white guy that hangs out with nothing but black people, leave him alone.
Okay.
Okay, because believe me, you don't want to know what that white guy had to do to earn the respect of that crew he runs with.
Okay.
In this case, we're going to bring up rapper Paul Wall. Okay, now, rapper Paul Wall, okay, he was down in San Antonio at the Lolo Car Show. Okay, not to be confused with the Low Car Show.
This is the Lolo.
That's a whole different venue.
Yeah.
Okay, now, he was on stage with the rapper Slim Thug. But, by the way, can we get some sort of a checks and balances system here for rapper names? They're kind of getting out of control here. How you going to go by Slim Thug? Who the hell are you going to be scared of a Slim Thug? You know? How'd you change? Slim Thug is coming. You know, so basically, apparently some guy decided he was going to give Paul Wall the bird.
Okay.
Tell him he was number one.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, yes. And Paul Wall didn't take too kindly to that and proceeded to beat him soundly about the head and shoulder with a microphone.
Okay, all right.
So like I said before, black people, when you see the white guy with a grill and rapping on stage with Slim Thug, leave him be. Okay? No birds, no middle fingers, no racial epithets. Just let the man do his thing, because chances are he's packing heat.
All right.
Okay, and that's what it is. Girl, holla! Speaking of rap beef, MC Hammer and Jay-Z. This is heating up, man.
It's not heating up. Jay-Z wins.
Let me tell you.
Jay-Z
wins. His name is Hammer.
Yeah.
Okay? He's not afraid to get it started. Okay? He's not. Okay? And I was like, please, Hammer, don't hurt him. But he ain't listening to me. Hammer,
sure.
He's going to do his thing. Now, listen.
You know what? He's legit.
He's too legit to quit. You guys don't know this? This is MC Hammer.
Okay, but I have a question.
Yes.
Why is Jay-Z picking on a guy who last had a hit record 20 years ago? That seems like it's beneath Hova.
There's no way Jay-Z thought about it. Yes, you heard him. You heard him. He called him Hova.
You heard him.
But what's the story? Why is he doing it?
Okay, it's like this, man. Jay-Z dropped a little something. He threw a little jab at Hammer because, you know, Hammer went broke, you know, saying spending too much money. So Jay-Z basically went on record and saying that, you know, I lost 30 mil, so I spent another 30, because unlike Hammer, 30 mil don't hurt me.
Right. To me, that's just a throwaway.
No, those fighting words.
Oh, please.
Hey, man, look, you mock me about losing $30 million, we going to fight. Between that and Donna Summer, man, Kevin may not be at work tomorrow.
Wait, are you Hammer and you're going to fight Jay-Z?
I'm down with Team Hammer. I'm just letting you know riding with Team Hammer. The rest of y'all can ride with Jay-Z.
I'm with Hova.
I'm ready with Team Hammer. You know,
I'm with Bean and Hova.
I'm going to find a two big MC. Okay? I'm going to find the dude from the Addams Family with the big, with the wild hair. And, you know, and my beat is ever booming.
It's
and
on.
You know I get it started.
It's on.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. No
good
worries.
Luck with that.
Good girl, deal. Holla! All right, check this out. A Nile Rivers fun fact. Okay, you guys may
we'll
not
be
know
the judge of that.
You guys may not know this, okay? But I am a proud graduate of Nogales High School, and you know who another proud graduate of Nogales High School is? Nadia Suleiman.
Oh, that's the Octomom.
Nile Rivers fun fact: and Nile Rivers went to high school with the Octomom. Of course, I don't have none of those kids are mine. I'm letting y'all know
right now.
Look, I'm
gonna need a DNA test for that.
You know, yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, they're not black. So that's a good place to start.
All right.
But basically, Octomom, she's having some house problems.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah, she's down. Apparently, she's out about $7,500 on her mortgage.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she has another balloon payment due in October for about $450,000.
Uh-huh.
So the Octomom has done what any smart person does when they owe $500,000.
Poor.
She's having a yard sale.
Oh.
No, she's having a yard sale.
What?
Yeah.
For to raise $500,000?
Yeah, you can make a lot of money in a yard sale, man.
No, you can't.
Yeah, look, you have any idea how many baby clothes that woman probably has to
sell? But the people out there going, 5 cents, I'll take it for two.
I mean, you can have a yard sale and make that kind of money. You're selling a Mustang or something, you know. I don't know. But, you know, I have a suggestion for the Octomom. I like to suggest that she write a book. Okay, I would like to also offer my services to help. I'm an excellent ghostwriter.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right.
And I'm halfway through my book, The Idiot's Guide to Vaginal Delivery.
Good.
Okay, and I think that the Octomom would definitely be, you know, be a good help with that.
All right.
You know, because just so you know, I have witnessed childbirth.
Let me ask you a question. Are you trying to get with her?
Who, the Octomom?
Yes, because that seems like... Look, even for you,
look,
it's a little airy.
Look, it's thick.
No.
It's thick. Don't get me wrong. It's thick. It ain't long. it ain't that thick.
Look, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to put a condom on my kneecap. Okay. To get it going with the Octomom.
And finally.
Girl, holla! And finally, George Lopez is in trouble. George Lopez's wife has decided that she doesn't want him having sex with other women.
What?
Wow.
What?
Whatever with that.
So picky.
You know, that's why me and my wife didn't stay together, man. Because I was like, look, I want to have sex with other people, and you won't let me.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and move on with my life. Okay. Well, anyway, George Lopez's wife wants to take him to the cleaners.
Sure.
Okay. George Lopez, he's having some problems because apparently he got caught with a hooker or a lady of the night or something of that nature. And now after 17 years of marriage, him and his wife want to call it quits.
Sure.
So I don't know. Now Mike, you're half Hispanic, right?
Yes.
You're part. Now, are there any sort of formalities for Mexican, you know, divorce and separations? I mean, do you guys have to divide the denim swim trunks?
Yeah, true. Yeah, the ladies get to keep the Dodger stuff. The guys get to keep the Raider stuff.
Okay, I was not clear on that.
It's in the bylaws.
Okay, now who gets the bacon wrapped hot dog?
Well, a lot of times it's up to the courts. It depends on what part of the country you're in.
Okay, and really. the denim swim trunks?
And who's the breadwinner? You know, you really get to keep all the pork products if you're the main breadwinner of the household.
Good deal. And now the Chivas ponchos.
All right, we got to wrap it up with birthdays. I'm sorry.
Good deal. Holla! Celebrity birthdays. I got a nice little list of celebrity birthdays here. We got Bridget Bardot is 76 years old. Actress, comedian Janine Garofalo is 46. And she's going to celebrate with the big cake of sadness. actress Mira Sorvino is 43. Moon Zappa, she is 43 years old. Okay, Naomi Watts, 42. MMA heavyweight fighter Fedor Emelianenko, he's 34.
Wow, you did that well.
Yeah, well, Russian's my first language. You never heard of a black Russian? Okay, rapper Young Jeezy, he's 33 years old. Maybe not all that young anymore. And TV personality Bam Margera, he's 31 years old. And Hilary Duff, my lovely young white pillow cushion of a marshmallowed woman, she's 23 years old. And now we got CDs coming out. Jimmy World's coming out. Bad Religion's coming out. Pete Yorn. And, of course, my man Ice Cube, he's dropping some new heat today. So I got something to roll down Crenshaw, too. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Anel Rivers with the Showbiz Busy.
The Showbiz Busy is brought to you by Fox.
I really hate to say it, but I think I'm starting to agree with Omar.
Uh-oh. A lot of that happening lately. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Omar Khan, DJ Omar Khan, joins us here in the studio. He, from early last year, started the anti-Glee movement. When the rest of us were deeply falling in love with that big Fox television show, Glee, Omar was on the other side. And now it seems like you're picking up steam because every week you come in here and you manage to ruin the show for us, oh.
Yep. More members are joining HAG, Heterosexuals Against Glee.
That's true. You know what's funny is that I can now hear your voice when I watch it.
Yeah,
me too.
every scene that I know you're going to make fun of, I can hear. And still love it.
But I'm totally right.
Yes.
But exactly.
I still love it.
You are right in that it's a dumb show with bad music. But for some reason, I don't know whether it's the energy or the enthusiasm in which they've managed to pull it off.
I think the music is well done.
I think
it is. They're talented singers.
No, I think what happens is that if you like this show, you're gay.
Okay.
And if you don't like the show, that makes you a heterosexual male.
Wow.
And yeah, this is the definitive... test.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't, if we were having an argument, we were standing on the street and we were going, I'm not gay. I'm heterosexual. I'm going to prove it.
Uh-huh.
I don't pull out Glee.
Right.
Like, that's not the show I pull out, although I do love it.
Because this
But I don't pull it out as my...
Because it's Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, and High School Musical all wrapped into one.
No, it's so much better done.
No!
So much better.
No!
It really is.
But it isn't.
Let me ask you this, though. What about tonight, for instance? Tonight is the All Britney episode.
Oh, my God.
And the trailers, you see Lea Michele dressed like Britney in the... And she's hot, by the way.
Oh, really?
I know you with call her little big nose or whatever, but she's dressed like Britney from the Hit Me Baby One More Time video with a little Catholic girl's, you know, skirt. And
I'll dress up like Britney. I'll be hotter.
I'm just saying she looks fantastic. And then the girl who plays Britney on the show... Her name is Brittany, the character on the show, one of the cheerleaders. They show her dancing around with the big snake on her like in a Slave for You. I mean, it looks really hot tonight.
All right, dude, rent some porn, okay? If you want to spank it, dude, just get some porn,
and by
okay?
the way, the original Brittany video is still available as well.
Exactly.
Well, that is true.
You don't
that
need to watch true. This crap.
I think it looks good, but Omar hates Glee so much that he prepared something special for the Kevin and Bean Show in honor of the show returning for its second season. What's this song you put put together.
Now, I was on vacation last week.
Yeah.
And I had heard Omar start doing this song, and I didn't know they used it on the show.
They ripped me off, dude.
They used this song, I Want to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. We aired it last Monday, and after Monday, they heard it, and they rewrote the whole goddamn show.
Oh, please.
And inserted it. Do you believe that?
Oh, please.
Just to spite me.
You're so lucky that
bastards.
That happened.
So
this is your love for the show?
Yeah. This is a parody of a billionaire. I think his name is Travis McCoy or some BS name like that. Awful, awful, awful song.
He wants to be a billionaire really freaking bad.
Really freaking bad. Yeah. So this is my little tribute to Glee.
All right. Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Comes back tonight and you'll be watching. And then we'll have a recap tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you.
I want to take on Glee so freaking bad. Little Precious, I really want to stab. I want it to be over and off of my TV. This show's really awful and crappy.
At least you're off tune.
Oh, I hope everyone dies. It gives me cancer of the eyes. Yeah. I hate the show Glee. I despise. Oh, I swear. I hate white men out for teacher guys' hair. This show couldn't be crappier.
I would have to kill that dude, fuck, cause he's such a dump. All the douchey Glee kids, they're on Omar's hit list. I'm talking Michael Jackson saying, this is it. And everybody's gonna die when I take my stupid big nose and the gay kid. And then that dumb jock Finn, little Stephen Hawking, all dead. Now you can stop believing. I think I'll take a gun and shoot all the cheery uh-ohs. Now I'm gonna poison little Margaret Cho-Cho. Ah, damn it. I can't believe Glee's such a hit. And damn sure it sucks a lot more than Journey did. Yeah, go number two on the show is stupid. All throughout the show they just sing really gay music.
Oh, I hope everyone dies.
What's it give ya? What's it give ya?
It gives me cancer of the eyes.
Yeah, the show sucks.
I hate the show Glee. I despise. Oh, I swear. I hate white men Afro teacher guys' hair. The show couldn't be crappier. So freaking bad.
DJ Omar Khan.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You rhymed hair.
Yeah.
With crappy air.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the bad Joe.
Yeah.
All right, good.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is off filming a movie. We are filling in as best we can with the showbiz beat every hour, and we start with Twilight News. I don't know anything about the Twilight. I go to Lisa for this, but apparently there is a character in the Breaking Dawn book called Irina. She is, and these words don't make any sense to me, a member of the Denali Coven.
Sure.
Who are considered cousins to the Cullen clan as the only other vegetarian vampire group. Now, what the hell is a vegetarian vampire?
Well, they're not killing people.
Okay. Where do they get their blood?
It's hard
true
for me to
blood,
remember,
they
but
sell
I know
it in beer bottles. Right, no, right. But this is Twilight, though.
They go out and they hunt wild animals.
But, oh, I see.
Like that's lions not vegetarian. And,
oh, they're vegetarian.
Well, I don't know about the Denali. I don't remember that, but neither of the groups eat people.
Okay,
that's the important thing.
You are a terrible resource for Twilight questions, then. But
the reason this character is in the news is because it was announced this morning that it has been cast for the upcoming movie. Maggie Grace, who you recall was Shannon on the TV show Lost and also played Liam Neeson's daughter in that great movie Taken, has signed on to play this character of Irina.
Then I don't care who she is. I'm in.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I will never see Maggie Grace in this role as much as I love her because she's in a Twilight movie, so that's definitely not going to be happening. But that is apparently very big casting news for fans of the Twilight. A bunch of music acts in the news today. We start with Katy Perry, who, as you know, had that huge controversy over being invited and then disinvited to appear on Sesame Street with Elmo. Find that YouTube video, by the way. It's really fun, and you can't believe that there was any controversy over what she's wearing on this outfit. I don't care if the kid is 3 or 8. Nobody is going to look at that and go, oh, my God, she's practically naked. It's not a revealing outfit, I don't think, at all. But anyway, she wasn't on. She's not going to be on the Sesame Street.
She's just too hot. She's too hot for Sesame Street.
I know. She's too hot. And then she showed up on Saturday Night Live, and you can see that video as well at KevinAndBean.com. See both of those videos at KevinAndBean.com, and she couldn't have been any hotter on SNL. Well, now she has another gig. She is going to be appearing in an episode of The Simpsons that airs on December 5th, where she plays Moe's girlfriend, the bartender Moe. She plays his girlfriend.
Awesome.
An episode called The Fight Before Christmas. So Katy Perry will get animated, and I bet she'll even be hot on The Simpsons. I don't think there's anything she can do to not be hot. Weezer is in the news. A lot of people who love Weezer say Pinkerton is their all-time favorite album by the band. It was one that was kind of overlooked at the time, but has grown in stature to be like a real fan favorite now. It's being released, as they have been doing with all of their records, this time with 16 previously unreleased tracks. Disc one is going to be the original album, and then they're going to add a whole bunch of remixes and covers and live material, radio sessions, including some tracks that were recorded at a Seattle high school during lunchtime when the band visited the school. That's all coming out. If you're a Weezer fan, lots new old Weezer on November 2nd is when that's in stores. MGMT also in the news. They had a concert in Manchester, England over the weekend, and Will Berman, the drummer, got up and walked out during the set, not explaining to his band members why he was leaving. He was just gone. They go backstage and go, we're still playing?
Hey, what happened?
And he says, not after I got hit with a glass full of urine thrown from the audience.
Oh, don't throw urine.
That's gross.
I mean, it's funny. But if it's a band you like, you're there to see them.
They might go away.
Maybe don't throw urine at them.
Yeah.
And if it's not a band you're like, don't go.
Don't go.
Or don't be there. Or, you know, if you're just suffering through MGMT to get to somebody else, then, just leave.
Get a beer.
Yeah, get a beer. Do something. But don't throw pee at MGMT. You take one thing away from today's show, right?
Yes.
And here's some sad news. You don't know the name. It is Sally Menke, but she has been working as Quentin Tarantino's right-hand woman on many of his popular movies, including Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, Jackie Brown. She was his award-winning film editor for all of those movies, which means, that's an important role in a Tarantino movie, let's face it.
Those are well done.
Quentin Tarantino has spent thousands of hours in an editing bay next to this woman who, unfortunately, was a victim of the Southern California heat wave, it looks like. She went hiking with her dog yesterday, failed to come home. They sent out the police looking for her, and they found her dead off the trail. Her dog was still there and was still alive. She was only 53 years old, I guess, by the way. Or, excuse me, 56 years old is all she was. And they think that what happened is she just was out walking and maybe wasn't properly hydrated or whatever and succumbed to the heat. But that is very, very sad news. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening in the entertainment industry who probably had the opportunity to work with her. But very sad for our friend Quentin Tarantino also as he loses Sally Menke. I know, right? Yeah. I mean, you always hear these stories when the hot weather comes like you've been getting, and they always say it's real dangerous and you got to take it seriously and don't go outside, and if you do, here are the tips and stuff like that. But you never think it's actually, somebody that young is actually going to die from it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, bummer. And one more, Dancing with the Stars, as you know, is in week number 2. You heard us speaking with The Situation moments ago. He had the big 18 out of 30 last night. I thought he might be eliminated, but I guess, and I find this hard to believe, Michael Bolton and his partner got a 12 dancing a jive last night.
Wow.
They got a 12. How do you get a 12? It seems like just standing upright, not falling down, you ought to get better than a 12, right?
And why wouldn't Michael Bolton be able to dance?
White. Yeah, but lots of the contestants are white, though.
True. I don't know.
But anyway, so I think if you had to guess who's likely to go home, it's probably going to be Michael Bolton, because although the situation is bad, Michael Bolton doesn't even seem like he's trying. How do you do that badly?
Getting an 18 and going, I destroyed some other contestants.
I know.
That's crazy.
And it's just, again, Michael Bolton, it's got to be so bad for a guy like him. He goes home and he goes, Florence Henderson kicked my ass tonight. She's like 80 and she had a 19. What's up with that? So anyway, I guess we'll find out tonight whether he goes home. Today's celebrity birthday is the beautiful Hilary Duff, who, if I recall correctly, recently just married a hockey player, didn't she? Isn't she one of those who married a...
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. She's only 23 years old, already married.
Players get the chicks, A.
They
do. They sure do.
B, hockey's coming back this weekend.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
Right.
Kings.
Moon Unit Zappa, who you recall back in the day, had a very popular song on our flagship Los Angeles station, the world-famous K-Rock, with a song called Valley Girl. Moon Unit Zappa celebrates a birthday today. She is 43. Oscar-winning actress Mira Sorvino, also 43 today. Actress Carrie Otis is 42. The beautiful Naomi Watts, Oscar nominated, 42 years old today. Bam Margera, celebrating number 31 today. Of course, he's got the Jackass 3D coming out. Bam, any plans? I know you're busy promoting the movie right now. Why is Bam not in the room?
No, he's in the room. It's just it doesn't go well.
Bam, what do you got going on for your big birthday today?
You know, blowing out candles and whatnot.
See, you know what? How is that helpful?
Anything special about the way you're blowing out?
I was going to blow him out with a big fart.
Okay, that's our band. That's the guy we know.
On a chair.
And he's little brother of the Jonas Brothers. They call him the Bonus Jonas. And believe it or not, the girls love...
Oh, F the Bonus Jonas.
The little girls love Frankie Jonas, by the way. They love him. He gets so much poon, and he's 10.
Come on, he doesn't
get any
Frankie
poon. Frankie is 10. He gets all
he
the poon in the world.
Isn't he one of the brothers that has the stupid...
No, he's their younger brother.
Yeah, those he has the... virginity ring or whatever.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. I don't think he does. I think he's nailing a Victoria's Secret model. I really do. Anyway, the Bonus Jonas Frankie is 10 today, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program. We have the Psycho Body for you, talking about body fat.
Okay.
We have Chloe Moretz. She is the little girl in Let Me In. And she needs to kill to stay alive.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You have to kill.
What are you going to do? Exactly.
Anywhere else.
You have to kill.
It's easy to judge her, but seriously, put yourself in her shoes. What are you going to do?
Psycho Mike turned down a threesome, and I'm suggesting that perhaps that wasn't even offered, because guys don't turn down threesomes. It doesn't happen.
Generally not.
So if it's offered, the guy says yes. If the guy says there was an offered threesome and he turned it down, there was no offer.
He's lying.
So
because no matter how quality the threesome is,
right.
It's like pizza. The worst that can happen is you had an okay slice of pizza. Right? Same thing with threesomes.
Let's just put this out there. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. But I was not the one who brought this up. So
it's not
as if I'm going around saying, "Hey guys, I turned down a threesome."
Right?
There's other people here at the station that can corroborate the story.
Okay, fine. But I'm saying. You don't turn it down. That's that's not a thing.
It's not acceptable.
It's science. You're not. You're not able to as a guy.
Would you have cried after the threesome? Is that why you turned it down? Is you know how embarrassing it would be when you started bawling?
Most likely.
After bawling.
Omar's Glee Cap is tomorrow.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me. And we're going to play the new song from DJ Pauly D from Jersey Shore, which it's not good.
Look, just because you're on a reality TV show doesn't mean you can rap, right?
That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
The beautiful Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rap music, including that song that wowed everybody at the MTV Video Music Awards. Florence and the Machine's Dog Days Are Over is included. Also, Phoenix, The Offspring, Foo Fighters, Slightly Stupid, STP, and more straight ahead on K-Rap.